Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
And each one of those computers has been directed to attack one or more sites.
CBS News Homeland Security consultant Paul Kurtz, South Korean government agencies have also come under attack. U.S. officials aren't talking, but South Korea's pointing the finger at North Korea. Nick?
A government accountability office report has found security at federal buildings lacking. The report details how government investigators smuggled bomb-making material past federal protective service agents at 10 buildings. Once inside, investigators put together explosive devices and then carried them around. The Senate panel will take up the report today. President Obama has arrived in Italy. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is traveling with the president.
Here in Italy, the president attends the G8 summit in earthquake-ravaged L'Aquila. Italian preparations have been so shaky, U.S. officials have hustled in to keep it from collapsing. The president wants a multi-billion dollar commitment to agriculture in poorer countries. He'll chair what environmentalists consider a pivotal meeting to shape negotiations ahead of a landmark climate change conference in December. On Friday, the Pope. Mr. Obama won a record Catholic vote.
The people in the pews actually share more positions with him on a lot of things than they do with their own church.
But Religion News Service editor Kevin Ekstrom says the president can't forget.
There's only one person in the world who has a billion followers, and that's the Pope.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Rome.
Well, China's leader Hu Jintao broke off his trip to Italy and the summit early so he could return home to deal with ethnic unrest. More from CBS News reporter Celia Hatton in Beijing.
Paramilitary police are guarding major street corners in the northern Chinese city of Urumqi following days of ethnic clashes between minority Muslim Uyghurs and the majority ethnic group Han Chinese. We're worried the violence will eventually get worse, explained this local. Many people have bought stocks of food and water and have retreated to their homes, leaving the streets relatively quiet. Celia Hatton, CBS News, Beijing.
The federal government has sent hundreds of billions of dollars in federal stimulus money to the states, but is it being spent as required? A report by the Government Accountability Office says in many cases the answer is no, with the money headed for short-term projects and also to fill budget gaps. When you crack open a bottle of water, what guarantees do you have it's pure? As CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports, lawmakers are taking a look.
The federal government regulates the purity of drinking water to ensure water from your tap is safe. But what about the bottled water so many Americans buy, billions of bottles? A hearing today will look at some new reports revealing how little we know about where that water comes from, what's in it, and whether any dangerous chemicals may leach in from the plastic.
Uncle Sam's weighing whether it should tighten restrictions on energy speculators. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission's holding hearings in the wake of growing worries that speculators are helping drive up the prices of oil, natural gas, and also wheat futures. Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Ward Churchill can't return to the classroom at CU. A judge has refused to reinstate the controversial professor who was fired on plagiarism charges. Churchill's attorney says they'll appeal. Two Denver area men are dead after they drowned in the Arkansas River in Chaffee County. Sheriff Tim Walker tells 9 News the group was on a rough area of the river.
Well, the river is running a little bit higher this year, as opposed to at this time of year, as opposed to previous years because of the slow melt.
The men were thrown from the raft in the Arkansas near Buena Vista. State Senator Josh Penry says he'll announce Saturday whether he'll run for governor next year. If Penry runs, the Republican from Grand Junction will face former Congressman Scott McGinnis in the GOP primary. Sports, after a 20-year career, Avs center Joe Sakic will retire, and the Rockies win against the Nationals. The final 5-4, they go for a sweep this afternoon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a pretty good start to this morning's commute.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining,
actress Demi Moore has reportedly offered Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle close to $50,000 to sing at her and Ashton Kutcher's 4th wedding anniversary later this year. A source close to the couple has revealed that they think that Susan is absolutely brilliant and that she would eat Ashton alive if she got her hands on him.
took the guys at Apple a while, but the iPhone finally has many of the functions you'd expect in a handset of this caliber. Fanboys, that's the name given to diehard Apple fanatics, had been screaming out for features such as cut and paste abilities, stereo Bluetooth audio, additional landscape keyboard functionality, laptop tethering capabilities, and more. Now, thanks to the new 3.0 software update, the fanboys are happy. For now.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
24 world-renowned chefs, each battling for the title Top Chef Master. Yes, Bravo's Top Chef has a spin-off show, and it's just as tasty as the original. This time, though, the chefs don't have to live together. They just have to cook together, against each other, navigating waters similar to those experienced by their less experienced Top Chef predecessors. These guys are pros, though, so it should all be smooth sailing, right?
Hey, Marvin. It's the Jay Marvin Show here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for the rest of this week at least. I believe David Sirota might be back on Monday. Talked to him briefly yesterday. Just got back to New York City from his five-week trip to China. And it looks like he got out right in time before all that unrest started. And, you know, when he was there, you didn't really hear about it just because they have that hushed journalism there in China. But man, I tell you what, I dream of Michael Jackson. Last night, all I could, you know, and my wife had the thing going, my wife Stacy dreamt about him all the night before, just because the coverage has been so nonstop. And then I watched the memorial service yesterday, which I thought was absolutely fabulous. I enjoyed it from beginning to end. You know, I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was well put together. I'll be honest with you, I even got choked up a couple different times, especially at the end there when his daughter spoke. I mean, if you didn't have any feelings there, you're probably not human. But really thought the memorial service was great, and we can talk about that this morning if you'd like. A lot of things came out of that, including this resolution honoring Jackson, which will face some GOP opposition apparently. I don't know if you saw it, but Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee may have trouble keeping the promise she made at Michael Jackson's public memorial for a House resolution that forever honors the late pop star. Now, Jackson Lee is a Texas Democrat. She took the stage Tuesday at the Staples Center in L.A. and hoisted a framed copy of the resolution embossed with a gold seal. The measure will be debated on the House floor, she said. For that framed embossed resolution to be completely legit, it must first get past some opposition. Representative Peter King, a New York Republican who called Jackson a pervert, child molester, pedophile, in a video he posted on YouTube this week, vowed yesterday to do whatever I have to do to oppose honoring Jackson. So here we go already. Opposition. Without mentioning King by name, Jackson Lee noted at the memorial that Michael Jackson was acquitted of child molestation charges. She blasted critics who don't understand the hearts of entertainers and don't know how they heal the world on behalf of America. We understand the Constitution, we understand laws, and we know people are innocent until proven otherwise. That is what the Constitution stands for, Jackson Lee said, clutching the framed resolution in front of her shiny white suit. Her legislation, House Resolution 600, lists several charitable acts by Michael Jackson over his long career and proclaims him as an American legend, musical icon, and world humanitarian. He is, Jackson Lee said, someone who will be honored forever and forever and forever and forever and forever. In the House, non-controversial resolutions honoring a person who has died or carried out a noteworthy accomplishment normally move quickly from committee to the House floor and then pass on a voice vote. The Michael Jackson resolution introduced on January 26th is awaiting action in the House Foreign Affairs Committee, of which Jackson Lee is a member and Representative Peter King is not. An opponent could ask for a recorded vote, which then requires a two-thirds majority for passage. So far, Jackson Lee's resolution has just one co-sponsor, Representative Diane Watson, also of California. So what I'd like to talk about a little bit this morning is the Jackson Memorial Service and whether you think this resolution should go through honoring Michael Jackson. I think it should. And I know the public perception out there is, by many, I'm not going to say the majority, but by many, is that Michael Jackson was a pedophile. Now, he was never convicted of anything,
But there's still that perception. And I think that's what Peter King is running off. And maybe that's wrong. But I'd like to get your take on it. And if you think, if you agree with Peter King and say that we're glorifying a pedophile, I'd like to hear from you at 303-713-7600. If you think this thing should just go through and have no problems, I'd also like to hear from you. I think the man does deserve to be honored. You know, like my producer Erica said, if you have any faith in the judicial system, which a lot of people don't, but if you have faith in the judicial system, then you should say, hey, he wasn't convicted of anything. He's not a pedophile. 303-713-7600. Also going to talk to Tom Hartman coming up around 6:35 this morning. We'll hit all the national news that's affecting us. And maybe I'll even get his take on Michael Jackson. But I'd love to talk to you about that this morning. I thought it was fabulous. What, did you watch it? I haven't seen numbers on how many TVs were tuned into it yesterday, but I bet it was a huge, huge ratings grabber. And they even replayed it on MSNBC. I'm not sure about some of the other networks. So as I'm going to bed, I'm like watching it again. Don't go to sleep until about 11 o'clock. But I was just kind of like paralyzed watching that thing yesterday. How about you? 303-713-7600. Do you think that maybe this was the glorification of a pedophile? I mean, do you agree with Peter King? 303-713-7600. And we'll get that going. Hopefully maybe it's 7 o'clock. I know it's bright and early and it's hard to get you going and on the phones. It's always like pushing a boulder uphill here in this first hour. But, really love to get your take on the whole memorial service yesterday. I'd watch it again today if I had some time. I thought it was great. But I'll go ahead and throw out some local news. We'll do this, and then Tom Hartman again coming up at 6:30. University of Colorado doesn't owe former professor Ward Churchill his old job, even though a jury found Regents improperly terminated him. A judge ruled on Tuesday. Denver District Judge Larry Naves vacated the jury's finding, ruling that CU's Board of Regents is a quasi-judicial panel that cannot be sued. This ruling recognizes the Regents have to make important and difficult decisions. The threat of litigation should not be used to influence those decisions, CU President Bruce Benson said in a release. David Lane, Churchill's lawyer, vowed to appeal the decision and called Naves an activist judge who had wasted a jury's time and taxpayers' money. He's ignoring the law and disrespecting the jury system, he said at a news conference after the decision's release Tuesday. State law leaves it to the trial judge to decide on reinstatement and monetary damages, called front money. Lane expects the appeal to be difficult. We have an uphill battle. They allow us prefer to uphold the trial judge. Churchill now has 45 days to file an appeal with the Colorado Court of Appeals. Now, the CU began investigating Churchill after an essay surfaced in which he had called some victims of the 2001 terrorist attacks little Eichmanns. The statement triggered outrage and led to calls for his dismissal. Subsequently, the university launched an investigation of his scholarly writing and found that he engaged in repeated acts of plagiarism over a period of years. And that's where I have a problem with Ward Churchill, is the plagiarism. You know, not for... I mean, I disagree with what he said about the Eichmanns and, you know, the World Trade Center attacks in 2001. But, you know, I think he has the right to say that. But definitely I am down with, I'm not down with teachers plagiarizing. I mean, seriously, these are one of the highest education system here in Colorado, and you got a plagiarizer there. CU said he was fired in 2007 for academic misconduct. Churchill and his supporter said that the university manufactured a case against him to oppose his critics, among whom was then Governor Bill Owens. And Governor Bill Owens did kind of inject himself in that whole debate. This shows that if you step out of line and do something considered unpalatable by people with power, you are in danger of losing your job, said retired CU faculty member Tom Mayer. Churchill sued, arguing that he was penalized for exercising his right to free speech. The judge made a ruling Tuesday based on politics, his lawyer David Lane said. This case has been nothing but political from the moment it broke. Had Churchill been reinstated, his presence on the campus would have signaled that the university accepts academic misconduct, said CU Boulder Chancellor Philip DeStefano. Other universities would have used his reinstatement to entice job-seeking teachers to their institution at CU's expense, he added. The ruling surprised one legal expert who said jurors made their feelings about Churchill clear by awarding him only $1, but left no doubt he was wrongfully dismissed. The jury said, look, we didn't like Churchill, but we liked what you did less, said trial lawyer Michael Kanges. DiStefano said the university has yet to determine how much it spent defending the suit. Lane said that the judge ruled in his client's favor. He would have asked for about $1.2 million in legal fees. This is legal fees. Lawyers like Lane, who take civil rights cases, have their fees paid by the defendant. In this case, CU, and only if they win, well, that would be the case. Unless Lane wins Churchill's appeal, the lawyer will not receive one nickel, Lane said. In his 42-page decision, Naves also refused to order CU to provide front pay, saying there were no actual damage that the money would remedy, and he said Churchill didn't seek to mitigate his losses by getting another job. Professor Churchill's own statements during the trial established that he has not seriously pursued any efforts to gain comparable employment, but has instead chosen to give lectures and other presentations as a means supplementing his income. Reportedly, he even received a few job offers that he declined to pursue, Navy said. Under these circumstances, I do not believe an award of front pay is appropriate. Maybe it's time to say good riddance to Ward Churchill. I'd like him to just take off into the sunset and disappear from Colorado. Honestly, I think the guy's scum. 303-713-7600. Going to step aside, take a short time out, get a look at traffic, and come back, throw out some more Denver, local stories, Colorado stories that will affect us. And then we got Tom Hartman coming up at 6:35. But if you want to talk about Michael Jackson, that's what I'm going to, I'm going to try to fill up the lines. If you want to do that here in the next segment before we get Tom on, let's talk about the memorial service yesterday. What'd you think? What do you think about this resolution? 303-713-7600. If not, I'll just throw out some local stories. We'll talk to Tom, and then we'll get it going around 6:50. 6:17, Todd Parker, what's going on with traffic?
Westbound 76, starting to look.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher. That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30 is tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now for the first time. Go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems same as cash financing. Learn how. Wednesday, July 15th. 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. That's Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. RSVP at solarips.com/stapleton.
Now, Dad always told me, son, you take care of what's yours. And one way I try to keep dear old Dad proud is by changing my own oil. The pros at Advance Auto Parts make it easy, and they'll do the same for you. They'll answer any question you have, and right now, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Purolator classic oil filter for just $14.99. See store for details. So get your supplies at Advance, change your oil, and show Dad you're a chip off the old block. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Hello? If your brain's not responding to the signals that you're fooled, you'll probably continue eating.
Come on, don't be that way.
Eating and eating some more. With Leptothin, you get the message. You are full.
Oh, finally.
Visit GoGetThin.com. That's GoGetThin.com. Or call 888-700-DIET. And for a limited time, buy 2 bottles of Leptothin and get one free.
Buying a new best-in-class automobile? Then look at the Chevy Malibu. For the money, there just isn't a better choice. And for a dealer to buy it from, there isn't a better choice than Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverMalibu.com or MalibuDenver.com. Any way you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, Season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers or network bosses didn't want to change a thing.
At low prices. Liberty Bell, your only true local company. All Colorado owned and operated. Call 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
20 minutes after 6 o'clock, John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin. It's AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, the number. Tom Hartman coming up here in about 10 to 15 minutes. If you'd like to talk about the Michael Jackson Memorial Service, would love to hear your opinions on it. I thought it was fabulous. And matter of fact, I think I'll watch it again this afternoon, you know, once I get home from work. I mean, there was parts of it where I was kind of distracted doing some stuff for work as well. And I tell you what, man, I was totally moved by the Usher performance there, where he's like singing to the casket. Wow. And then his daughter. I mean, those were the two most moving points or moments of the memorial service to me. And then, of course, his brother's version of Smile. Wow. What'd you think? 303-713-7600. Here's some local news that's pretty hot out there. Colorado near Grave Point, budget study says. State budget, dominated by ever-increasing spending on schools, prisons, and Medicaid, is near the breaking point, according to a study released Tuesday by the University of Denver. State lawmakers earlier this year had to fill a $1.4 billion hole in the state's budget spread over two fiscal years, and now they are starting the current fiscal year with a $384 million deficit. The budgetary tsunami that washed over Colorado government last fall and winter was likely to just the first wave, the study said, projecting that spending for schools and Medicaid will grow even larger and threaten funding for higher education and other programs by 2011. Already starting to see that. I went to my parent-teachers meeting yesterday, and they're asking for an extra $30, which, you know, it's for my daughter's school. I don't mind, but it's because they couldn't, you know, they're basically looking to get some more money to help pay for books, hand sanitizer and napkins and stuff like that, or, you know, Kleenex, because those are the kind of things that have been cut out of the budget. The study found funding for schools, prisons, and Medicaid already consumes 76% of the state general fund, the $7.5 billion pot that funds most of the state's operating costs. A decade ago, that percentage was 54%. So now we got 76% of our state's budget goes to schools, prisons, and Medicaid. That percentage will increase to 91% in 5 years if the rate of growth in those programs continues, the report said. From 1998 to 2008, tax revenues that flow into the general fund increased 1.9% on average. Meanwhile, spending for schools, prisons, and Medicaid grew by an average of 5.4% every year. The study said there were several reasons for the spending versus revenue imbalance, including Amendment 23, which requires that state spending for public schools increase by at least the rate of inflation each year, and the Tabor Amendment, which requires voter approval of tax increases. Tabor, combined with the Gallagher Amendment, which keeps the taxable value of residential property lower than the actual market values, means that the state share of funding for public schools compared with the share local districts pay has grown from 57% a decade ago to 65% now, the study said. Finally, the report said the state cut taxes in the late 1990s by an amount that would equal $700 million a year now. I've said before, if you want to solve the state budget, legalize marijuana today. Or even they're looking at that in California. I may talk to Tom Hartman about that as well. I don't know if I've ever heard his take on marijuana. This one, no pay raises, at least one furlough for Colorado workers. State employees will face the first of what could be more than four furlough days on September 8th. Governor Bill Ritter's office Tuesday announced the furlough and said state workers will go a second year without pay raises. Ritter last month asked state departments to submit plans to cut their general fund budgets by 10% in the current year. His office now is asking departments to submit plans to cut an additional 1.8% from their general fund budgets for the following fiscal year, which begins in July of next year. In all, Ritter's budget and analysts are calling for departments to cut $715.5 million over 2 years. So they're being asked for furlough. Meanwhile, I don't know if you saw this about a couple weeks ago. I mentioned the story. A lot of these city officials were going up to Vail and partying down on taxpayers' dollars. Coloradoans feeling run over by new auto late fees. Now, has this happened to you? I went and got my car re-registered on Monday. I wasn't late, thank God. But check this out. Loveland resident Mike Jones expected to pay $15 plus change when he registered his 24-year-old boat trailer last week. But he got hit with a $100 penalty for registering late. Jones and dozens of other Coloradoans who have had to pay late registration fees because of a new state law are hopping mad. I want to drive on good roads, and I don't mind paying for them, but this is not the way to go, Jones said. Previously, the late fee penalty was $10, and county clerks had the authority to waive it. Now the penalty is $25 a month, capped at 100 maximum penalty, with no waiver authority. And when I was at the DMV, I saw people getting nailed with this, and it was getting ugly in there. I'd hate to be an employee at the DMV. I bet that'd be brutal. DMV is like hell for me. I also had to go get my car, what do they call it? Your emissions done. Duh. Hello, John. Had to get my emissions done. I was, you know, I have an older vehicle, and I was like, oh, please pass, please pass, please pass. And it did. Thank God. The late fee provision is part of a bill raising auto registration fees to help fund transportation. Registration fees go up beginning today, but the late fee penalty kicked in June 1. The governor's office said it is willing to work next session to tweak the new law because of complaints about the penalty provision. We do know there's a fairness problem that needs to be fixed, said Evan Dreyer, Ritter's spokesman. Now, this law was written in by Joe Rice Littleton, a guy that, you know, really friendly with the show. He's an Army reservist who is right now in Baghdad. But when this bill came out, I was like, I didn't like it at all. There is some good news, though, for procrastinators. Mark Couch, spokesman for the State Department of Revenue, said the new law still offers a one-month grace period. For example, if your registration expired in August, your grace period ends on the last day of September. The late penalty would kick in on October. Couch added that 90% of Coloradoans register their vehicles on time, so the late fee affects only a small population. But lawmakers are hearing plenty from people who walked into the Motor Vehicle Division office in their counties to renew their registration and have been hit with late fees. Imagine with my surprise when I went to renew a registration on a farm pickup that gets put into service on an as-needed basis, Kent Lynch of Alt said in an email to his representative, Republican Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling. Sonnenberg sympathized. I dread the day when I have to go in and pay a $100 fee for all the trailers I use once every couple of years. Sonnenberg wrote back, it will cost me $100 per trailer plus the new increased fees. I hated that bill. I'm not too into the bill either, to be honest with you. You know, I know we need some... there's lots of, you know, if you don't have a like farm equipment or a trailer that you're not using all the time. Does it need to be registered each year? If you've got a trailer sitting in your backyard and you know, you're just holding on to it till you move? Don't like the bill. Bathroom cam leads to charges for UNC prof. Weld County prosecutors filed sexual misconduct charges Tuesday against the University of Northern Colorado theater professor accused of secretly videotaping young men as they used his toilet. Vance Fulkerson, 63, faces one felony count of sexual exploitation of a child, one misdemeanor count of unlawful sexual contact, and one count of marijuana possession. Fulkerson was arrested Thursday after police discovered a wireless video cam hidden in an alarm clock on the back of the toilet in his home. Who keeps an alarm clock in their toilet or in their bathroom? Greeley Police Spokesman Sergeant Joe Timkiewicz said the camera, which filmed guests urinating or showering, fed into a TV of Fulkerson's bedroom. He said police found numerous recorded tapes and DVDs in his bedroom in a locked safe. Police found 29 images of boys as young as 5 in provocative poses. Fulkerson, a professor at UNC for 18 years, has been placed on administrative leave. He posted $5,000 bond and is due in court on July 30th. UNC spokesman Nate Haas said the university has launched an independent outside investigation into its activities and to determine who knew about any possible indiscretions and when. The charges against Fulkerson were filed after a former UNC student who had been staying at the teacher's house told police he believed he had been videotaped while using the toilet. Creepy. According to the Rust report, the student was just leaving the bathroom as Fulkerson went in. The student said he noticed Fulkerson's bedroom door sitting open. He peeked in and saw 5 TV sets, one of which was showing a live feed of Fulkerson urinating in the same bathroom he had just left. Man, what would you do if you're that guy? Fulkerson told police he initially placed the camera in the bathroom to keep track of his aging parents. Fulkerson declared bankruptcy and said he began selling tapes of paid models using his bathroom to help pay back $60,000 in medical bills. Fulkerson is not allowed to be on campus or in contact with students, Haas said, but anger among the university community was growing Tuesday. I can tell you that the school putting him only on a leave of absence rather than automatically firing him immediately sickens me and several others who work in Northern Colorado, said former UNC student Joel Adam Chavez. But in the statement, President Kay Norton said, I want to assure you that we absolutely do not tolerate or condone the behavior that has been alleged. Now, exactly, that's been alleged. So let's see how this pans out, but it looks like this guy's, you know, I mean, what are you doing with 5 five TVs in your bedroom, and a video cam, and a clock on your bathroom. So we'll see how this one pans out. But, you know, I kind of hope that if he was doing some nasty stuff, I hope he's throwing the – I hope they throw the book at him. 303-713-7600, 630. Going to step aside. On the other side, we'll talk to Tom Hartman. You can hear him here Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m., nationally syndicated. We'll talk about the national news, Sarah Palin, the G8 summit, maybe get his take on marijuana. And after that, let's fill up these lines and talk about the Michael Jackson Memorial Service and this resolution being presented by Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. It's already getting opposition, mostly by Congressman Peter King of New York, who went off on Michael Jackson the last couple of days. 303-713-7600, 631. Todd Parker, what's traffic look like?
Volume is building in those usual spots, but no delays. Southbound I-25, busier downtown. Same deal for westbounders on 76. 270 looks all right across Commerce City. Same deal on 6th Avenue, both in and out of Lakewood, where speeds between Sheridan and Federal are going to be running in the 50s and 60s. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high of about 96 degrees and sunny skies. Currently, it's 63. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Mario, and today AM 760 is brought to you by Aldine Roofing and Renovations.
Breakfast just got better. Wake up to Sonic's new Croissonic breakfast sandwich. Choose from bacon or sausage with egg and melted American cheese, all on a soft, buttery croissant. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show is...
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life! Let's go!
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Harder money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean late model previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great. The selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rockies Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rockies. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. That's Rockies Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Do you want to look 10 years younger? Don't think it's possible? Well, we're about to change everything you think you know about aging. Because we're giving away $1 million worth of our revolutionary anti-aging facial cream. You could take years off your appearance with every jar. Just call 1-800-600-8412 and we'll send you a free trial. Hydroxytone works because it revitalizes cells underneath the skin's surface, giving you fresher, younger-looking skin. Hydroxytone's proven ingredients visibly erase wrinkles and tighten skin, removing years from your appearance, allowing you to look up to 10 years younger. This is our biggest giveaway ever, because we're not only giving away $1 million worth of our age-defying cream, we're also going to give the first 100 lucky callers a free bonus gift with the risk-free trial. So call now for your free trial and free gift. Don't miss out. Look up to 10 years younger when you call 1-800-600-8412. That's 1-800-600-8412.
Had no idea what to do. I was panicking.
If you're scared or confused because you owe money to the IRS, you're not alone.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't concentrate at work.
Millions of Americans just like you owe back taxes, but you could be eligible to settle your tax debt and pay just a fraction of what you owe to the IRS.
They were going to garnish my wages.
For free information, make a completely confidential call to Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235.
Then it all turned around.
We've helped Americans all over the country eliminate their tax problems for a fraction of what they owe.
That one phone call saved me thousands.
What a relief.
Our experienced tax negotiators know how the IRS works, and we know what your rights are. We can help settle your tax problem the right way.
You just gotta call them.
For the free information you need on how you could solve your tax problems, call Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235. 1-800-500-4235. That's 1-800-500-4235.
Good morning. John Church filling in for Jay Marvin. It's AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, 6:35 in the morning. Now's the time where we normally talk to our good friend, Tom Hartman. He is our special guest, nationally syndicated talk show host, author of several books, including We the People, Screwed, and Cracking the Code. You can hear him now on AM 760 from 1 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can also catch him online at tomhartman.com. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am great, but I'll get better.
Is that right? How will you get better?
What are the alternatives?
Yeah, that's right. If we're upright and breathing, we're doing good, right?
There you go.
How
is Jay doing, by the way?
Jay is doing better. I talked to him via email yesterday, and he is flying out to Philadelphia on August 1st.
Whoa.
And having surgery on his spine on August 9th in New Jersey somewhere. Because that infection that was wrapped around his spine kind of ate away its, the spinal column. So they got to go in and fix that.
Right.
So there's still a chance of, some kind of paralysis. And it's a dangerous procedure.
Yeah.
But, he's staying fairly upbeat about it. And I think he's doing good. He's able to, walk around his block now. And he's basically bedridden for 2.5-3 months.
Yeah.
But he is doing good. And he wanted me to tell you hi last time I talked to him.
Good.
So
we'll give
he says hello.
My very best regards.
You got it. I sure will.
Yeah.
Well, hey, President Barack Obama landed in Rome this morning, G8 going on. What can we expect to come out of the G8 summit this year? What's the important news that's going to be coming out of there?
That's a real question. What we're seeing right now is a world war.
Tom, I'm losing you on the ISDN. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, it's kind of cracking out on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm showing everything fine.
Nah, still getting fuzzy.
Huh.
I know, this is inside baseball.
Yeah.
What's your bit rate?
Just a second. 5632.
That's what I'm at. You sound good now.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you loud and clear now. That's weird. Just kind of couldn't hear you. It was like...
Huh.
All right, I got you. Sorry. So we were talking about the G8.
Yeah, it might have been the boat went by and the houseboat was moving. I don't know. You've got all these countries that are freaking out. I mean, the world economy is just kind of going to hell in a handbasket. And
yeah, hey Tom, I'm sorry. Can I put you on a phone?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna let Erica get a phone number from you real quick and call you back if we can do that.
Yeah, to have her call me on the number she just called me on.
Okay, the number I called and woke you up on?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do this. So forgive me to our audience. Go ahead and take the ISDN down. I'm going to turn off my mic for... This is live radio. This is live radio. It's the best. All right, so hold on, Erica. Here we go. All right. I just can't give out Tom Hartman's number on the Iran radio. That'd be pretty lame. But Tom's a good dude. We've been having him on this show for a couple of years now. One of the nicest guys in radio you'll ever meet, honestly. I mean, he's always here for us on Wednesday mornings, 5:30 Pacific time. I don't know how he gets up that early. He has to be on the radio at, noon? So the guy gives himself lots of prep time. But don't know what's going on with the ISDN there. It's too bad because it sounds like he's sitting right next to me when he's on that thing, even though he's sitting in Portland. So it looks like we got him back on the phone. And, Tom, I'm really sorry about that. I don't know what's going on. It's probably our ISDN, but I appreciate you bearing with us here.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I got to figure out what it is.
You need that thing, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You rely on that ISDN there.
Yeah.
All right, so we were talking about the G8 summit. We didn't catch most of what you said. Barack Obama lands in Italy today, in Rome, and G8 leaders believe the world economy still faces significant risks. They're also talking about climate change goals for 2050. What's the news that we need to be paying attention to here at the G8 summit?
Well, I think it's that the world economy is melting down, and you've got all these countries that are running around, looking at each other going, hey, wait a minute, why are you doing this or why are you doing that? For example, Germany and France have a program going where if you own a factory and you can't, right now you don't have a demand, this is particularly in the auto industry, they're doing this with Opel, Fiat, Volkswagen, and you lay off people, you tell them don't work, or just come in and work 5 hours a week or 10 hours a week, the government makes up the rest of the payroll, or about 75% of their payroll. So the government is paying people not to work, and they'll do it for up to 2 years, up to 24 months. Well, depending on the country. It's 2 years in Germany. It's 18 months in France. And on the assumption that by the end of that time, the company will be back on its feet. It'll start paying its people again. I mean, yeah, this is like the government stepping in with, layoff. The unions do this. They used to do this in the U.S. Mm-hmm. back when I was a kid in Michigan. They'd shut down the assembly line for a few weeks to retool or because there wasn't demand or whatever. And, you know, my
friends. They still got paid.
They still got paid, but they got paid by the union. The government of the UK doesn't do that. And the government of Italy doesn't do that. And so they're all PO'd at the governments of France and Germany for doing that and saying that that's a form of protectionism and state subsidy and unfair and all those kind of stuff. And so that's symptomatic, I mean, of the kinds of things that are happening, you know, different countries, different approaches to this problem of this global meltdown. Then on top of that, you get the fact that the G8 is a club, basically. I mean, it's a membership club. And Italy hasn't been paying its dues. And nobody is sure, and oddly enough, they're meeting in Rome. Oddly enough, nobody's sure if Italy hasn't been paying its dues because Berlusconi's been too busy hanging out with 20-year-old topless models. He took one of them on his arm as his surrogate wife to a meeting in wherever it was a day or two ago. I think it was in Paris. And he's getting a lot of flack for that because he has filled his cabinet. You know, literally his cabinet. The Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Education, the Secretary, you know, those cabinet officers. He's filled his cabinet with women between the ages of 20 and 25 who share one common denominator, and that is that they are all beauty queens.
Is that right?
Yeah, and at least one of them has spent a few nights at his home, which caused his wife to leave him. And so Mr. Berlusconi, who's 72, and of course is a cranky billionaire, he's a media mogul. He owns 92% of all the media in Italy.
Wow.
And all the TV he owns. There's two TV networks there. He owns them both. There's three radio networks there. He owns all three of them. There's a bunch of newspapers. He owns the biggest ones. He owns a couple dozen, but he owns three of the four biggest ones. And, of course, when he bought all that media, that's when he decided to run for prime minister. And, of course, all the media was in favor of him. And
of course.
Yeah, this is.
And they're the host of the G8. Yeah. they're partying like old school Romans did, right?
You betcha.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, it's just, you know, it's like imagine, you know, Rupert Murdoch decided to run, you know, CBS, NBC, and ABC, and then he runs for president. You know, I mean, that's the kind of thing that's going on over there. So that's just a bunch of weird stuff going on with the G8, you know, members. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of it. I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of rhetoric. And then funding the IMF and funding the World Bank and this global fund to help out countries that are being hit,
mm-hmm.
food fund, and then there's a money fund to help out countries that are being hit badly by the global recession is what they're referring to it as. I think of it as the Great Republican Depression, second Great Republican Depression. But there are fights about who should give how much to what. You know, and all that kind of thing. So I have a feeling that this is going to be more contentious than meetings have been in the past. And this is going to be, next few days are going to be a real interesting few days to read the Financial Times.
Right. Well, I think also there, you know, how they're going to dissect climate change and what they're going to do about that is also an interesting thing that could come out of it. And something that affects us all.
Yeah. Although they, you know, most of the G8 country, I mean, the European countries, they've been doing cap and trade. They've been doing... I mean, the average European consumes 1/7 as much petroleum as you and I, as the average American. And so they're looking at us and saying...
Hey, slow your oil consumption down.
Yeah, you guys...
And your carbon emissions.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, this story. Poll. This is from USA Today. Palin's support still strong among GOP.
Yes, 7 out of 10 will vote for it.
What do you make of that? Now, if we can look at it from both angles, Tom, from the Republican side and from the progressive or Democrat side or liberal. Good for, I think it's a good thing. If she decides to run in 2012, it's a good thing for Democrats, isn't it?
Could be. I'm not sure the Republicans will let her. I think that her resignation, she's $500,000 in debt. She's got a salary of $125,000 a year. And she just got another ethics complaint filed yesterday. And I think that she's, because she's on the A-list, and I think this is why she's pumping, this is why she's inviting Andrea Mitchell and everybody out there, is to pump up her profile. Because she is so high profile right now, she can make $50,000 a whack on a speaking tour. You know, that's, I mean, you look at the,
yeah,
they're online. You know, you can look at the speaking fees that these people charge. You know, and the real A-list guys, you know, Henry Kissinger, political guys, you know, will charge $50,000 to $100,000. Alan Greenspan's $100,000. She may even hit that. I don't know. You know, you get down in the lower levels, the Huckabees of the world. You know, they get a $20,000-$25,000 a speech. And they'd call it fundraisers, you know, but the first 25,000 or 50,000 would go to her. And if she did, you know, two of those a day, 5 days a week for a couple of months, she could pay off her legal bills. And then she, Chris has Rupert Murdoch writing her a check for $1 million for a book, which probably, well, that'll pay off her bills.
Mm-hmm.
Bills. I just think that, you know, she's doing this for herself and her family, which may not be the worst thing, other than the fact that, you know, she wouldn't have been in all these legal troubles if she...
And maybe the smartest thing she ever did.
Yeah. Well, if she wants to retire at the age of 50, and I mean, she's 45 years old, she has a great opportunity here right now that 2 or 3 years from now will be gone. She's not going to be, you know, photogenic and on the, well, most importantly, she's not going to be on the political A-list forever. You know, the time is going to come when we're going to be yawning about her. But she's hot right now, and so I think she's going to use that while she can. And she alluded to that.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, her media ops are basically like, one, you know, she's in like a jogging uniform for Jogger magazine or whatever it is, a running magazine. And then this one with her and the waiters. I mean, it just seems so fixed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, but, I think, you know, but she can electrify a crowd. You give her a good speech, put her in front of a teleprompter, and we've seen her all around the country. She can really crank a crowd.
Yeah, she mobilized folks last year, you know, at the RNC.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that, you know, if she goes on the speaking tour anywhere but Alaska, they love her. And, well, even in Alaska, some of the Republicans, although her popularity is down in the 40s, I think, but... you know, pretty much anywhere else in the country. I think she's got an opportunity now. And who knows, maybe she'll get a gig with Fox News. Sean Hannity's been talking about it in ways that almost sound like...
I can totally see her doing like some kind of correspondent for Fox News.
Yeah.
She
started out in television.
I know. That's great. No, good observation. I think, you know, and then the poll also says, I think 3/4 of Dems don't want her to run. And it's like, well, I think that... You know, that basically guarantee that Obama gets another term, or if another Democrat.
Michael Steele yesterday said she's not going to run as a Republican. Although Michael Steele does not have the most brilliant record of prognostics.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, Tom, I don't know if I've ever gotten your take on this one, but this story out there as well from the AP today. A pro-marijuana group is launching another television bid to legalize pot in California, this time with a pitch that legalizing and taxing the drug could help solve the state's massive budget deficit. I've been arguing that they should do that here in Colorado. And I don't know what your stance is on marijuana or the legalization of marijuana. I don't even know if you want to get into it. If you want no comment, you can go ahead and say that.
I think it's insane that we legalize anything that you can grow in your backyard, period. And, you know, I don't have a problem with regulating and even criminalizing, in some cases, synthetic chemicals. But anything you can grow in your backyard, which obviously includes pot, I don't think the government has any business telling you can or can't grow, you can or can't make into tea or drink or smoke or whatever else you want to make.
Do with right.
It. And, or sell it to the guy next door, frankly. And so I think decriminalizing pot, there, you know, if they're going to talk about it as a revenue source, they're not going to completely, I mean, I guess they'll decriminalize it, they'll regulate it, they'll turn it into, you know, like tobacco.
Right.
You know, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I think it definitely solves some states' budget woes, like Colorado and California, I think. And even the governor is starting to lean a little more pro-marijuana than he used to be, really anti-marijuana.
It's crazy that we're putting people in jail for this stuff.
I know. It's such a waste of money and time and, you know, judges and juries.
50,000 people a year in the United States die from alcohol. You know, 50,000 people a year die from alcohol, the majority of them from drunk driving crashes.
Yeah.
But you got, you know, 6,000, 8,000, 10,000, something like that, who die from alcohol poisoning. Well, not to mention, there's probably another 50,000, 60,000 a year. I don't remember the number. It's a little under 100 who die from alcohol, you know, cirrhosis, alcohol-related diseases. And so, you know, the toll of alcohol is really huge. Pot is nowhere near as toxic, and it's nowhere near as intoxicating. Well, it can be pretty intoxicating, I guess, in large quantities. I think that there should be penalties against driving when you're intoxicated, just like there is with well, there already are in every state anyway,
mm-hmm.
with alcohol. But, yeah, regulate it, tax it, sure.
I'm with you, Tom. I'd never heard your stance on it, so I just wanted to get your take.
No, that's absolutely my position. In fact, you know, because it's not as hard on your body, I mean, I smoked pot when I was a kid. I haven't smoked pot in probably 20 years because it's illegal. And I just, you know, on... particularly now, you know, being in the public profile, the last thing I want is to have problems with the law. But
I hear you.
If I was not all that visible, you know, given all the damage and abuse I've done to my body over the years and the weird diseases I've gotten in third world countries, I think probably, you know, it would be, well, my naturopath said, you know, it'd be a lot safer for you to be smoking pot than drinking alcohol.
Yeah, instead of having a glass of wine at the end of the day, maybe a little jointed. And, you know, it's like some of these folks that can't eat, you know, they have problems with their stomach, glaucoma, you know. I mean, why say that they can't? And, you know, there's still fights out there against medical marijuana, which is just ridiculous.
Oh, and for chemo.
Yeah.
You know, I've had two friends now who've been through chemo who have used pot to do away with the chemo symptoms very successfully.
Yeah, and they say it helps them out, doesn't it?
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Turns right off the nausea.
Hey, one more question. I don't know. Did you watch the Michael Jackson thing? I know it was kind of live during your show yesterday, but did you get to see any of the Michael Jackson memorial service?
It was live all day, John.
Yeah, it was in the replays. What'd you think of it, honestly? I mean, a lot of us in the media were like, you know, it's too much, blah, blah, blah. But after watching it, I was really, you know, kind of moved by it. I don't know if you were.
Well, it's hard not to be moved by a funeral or a memorial service. And I thought it was very well done. It was well choreographed. It was clearly put on by entertainment professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, I would have been, you know, if my local TV station or if the network had played, you know, a series of Michael Jackson videos, I would have found that very interesting. What I've been realizing over the last few weeks that I had not, you know, that I kind of knew, but I never really paid all that much attention to before, particularly given the fact that he wrote most of his own music,
mm-hmm.
is that this guy was not just a good performer. He was just one of the real musical geniuses of our lifetimes. And, you know, as much as he was scrambled by his upbringing.
Yeah, I mean, really tough life he led.
And as much of a train wreck as he was, you know, in his personal life, and I think he probably was aware of that as well. I don't see him as a negative. I see him as a benign or as a positive.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, I was convinced yesterday that he's a humanitarian. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't say that he's a pedophile. He's never been convicted of it. And now you got this resolution honoring Jackson by Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. And meanwhile, Congressman Peter King is totally against it. So in 30 seconds, Tom, you're for or against this resolution honoring Jackson for forever?
Oh, I'm all in favor of it.
Okay. Yeah, me too. All right. Hey, it's been great talking to you. I hope we can do it again next Wednesday. It might be David Sirota instead of me, though.
That's fine. Thank you, John.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great show today.
You too.
All right. 6:55. We got to step aside. We're a little late, Erica. We'll make it all work. 303-713-7600. We'll be right back. Todd Parker in traffic.
That ride between Denver and Boulder is still looking good on 36. It's only going to cost you about 20 to 25 minutes. Southbound I-25 really starting to load up south of 120th as you're making your way towards 84th. Speeds are going to dip into the 20s and 30s through there. Westbound 76, still a little bit crowded just after 74th towards 270. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Celebrate a new high in gaming. Higher stakes and longer hours are here. Play blackjack, roulette, and craps in the canyon's beautiful new pit. But don't wait. Win the new Nissan Cube July 30th. Earn entries daily playing blackjack, slots, and video poker. Visit canyoncasino.com for details.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 7...
Hello, this is Patrick Tucker, owner of CPAP Specialists. We're a family-owned and operated company that specializes in CPAP equipment for sleep apnea. We can give you the personal care and attention that you can't get from the large companies. We offer customized mask fittings and a showroom with one of the largest selections of masks in town. Our prices are comparable to the internet sites, so if you have a large deductible or no insurance, we can help. Call us at 303-300-6554 or on the web at CPAPspecialists.com.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you follow your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
May have to wait until more Apitrim is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
8, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer had a tiny chip in his windshield. Yesterday, he got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack, it spread. If only he'd called sooner. When the chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. And an Elite Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Looking to start the summer off in style? Enjoy attractive values on select Cadillac models like the most acclaimed luxury SUV ever, Escalade, or the award-winning CTS. The Cadillac Summer Celebration. See your local Cadillac dealer for details.
Looking for a smart buy and a new best-in-class automobile? Then look at the Chevy Malibu. For the money, there just isn't a better choice. And for a dealer to buy it from, there isn't a better choice than Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverMalibu.com or MalibuDenver.com. Any way you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Just a couple minutes here before 7 o'clock, we got CBS News coming up. Then I want to fill up these phone lines and talk about the Michael Jackson Memorial Service. Did you watch it yesterday? What'd you think? I thought it was fabulous. I also want to get your take on this resolution honoring Jackson that was presented by Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. Let's talk about it next. I also got some audio you won't want to miss. That's coming up after CBS News, 6:59.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just
How would you like to reduce your carbon footprint and get free electricity for a year? Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 60%? Join Independent Power Systems Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save even more when you go solar with your neighbors. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Go to solarips.com/stapleton to RSVP today for the solar community event or call 303-443-0115. Get free electricity for a year. Go solar with Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. More than a decade after the Oklahoma City bombing and 8 years after 9/11, government buildings are still vulnerable to attack. A report to Congress says investigators had no trouble sneaking bomb-making materials inside 10 federal buildings. On the inside, they put explosive devices together and walked them around unchallenged.
It appears that we don't have adequate training, adequate technology deployed in order to detect bomb-making materials that may be smuggled through.
CBS News Homeland Security consultant Paul Kurtz says that puts a premium on vigilance.
Walk the halls, know the individuals who are inside the building, go to those places, even the restrooms, where someone might try to assemble a bomb.
A Senate committee will hear more about this an hour from now. President Obama has arrived in L'Aquila, Italy for the G8 summit that's supposed to tackle a long list of critical issues. CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plank.
The biggest issues for President Obama here are global warming, the financial crisis, and world hunger. The biggest problem is getting all of these nations to do anything other than talk big.
Ongoing ethnic violence forced Chinese President Hu Jintao to return home from Italy. CBS Cecilia Hatton has the latest on that from Beijing.
Another riot on the streets of the northern Chinese city of Urumqi, forcing police to break apart a crowd of 1,000 angry protesters. The crowd, mostly from the majority Han Chinese ethnic group, was calling for vengeance against Muslim Uyghurs who were involved in deadly clashes that began on Sunday. Security forces have been trying to calm members of both groups, appealing to people to stay in their homes.
Chinese officials say they'll execute the people responsible for Sunday's bloodshed. Where and when will Michael Jackson be laid to rest? CBS's Ben Tracy in Los Angeles tells us that remains to be determined.
Michael Jackson's death certificate has now been released, and it lists the cause of death as deferred. It does not say where the pop star will be buried, and one possible explanation for the delay in his burial could be that the coroner's office says they are still doing neural pathology tests on a portion of Michael Jackson's brain.
Those tests could explain what role, if any, drugs played in Jackson's death. A pro-marijuana group is out with a television commercial that calls for the legalization of marijuana in California. The Marijuana Policy Project says legalizing the drug and taxing it could shrink the state's gaping budget gap.
For marijuana consumers, instead of being treated like criminals for using a substance safer than alcohol, we want to pay our fair share.
The spot will run on cable and network affiliates in three markets. The group says three stations refused to carry the commercial. Transplant surgeons say multi-patient swaps could be one solution to the shortage of donor organs. The latest effort was an unprecedented swap involving 8 kidney donors and 8 recipients in 4 states. Pamela Polk was a donor.
My kidney lives and peas in St. Louis right now.
Just ahead of the bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more and get free delivery. No rebates, no hassles, no strings attached. We even have free haulaway, which combined can save you up to $79. Dishwashers, refrigerators, washers and dryers. Save not once, but twice with 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through July 8th in U.S. only, see store for details.
With my dry eyes, it felt like a sandstorm in my eyes, and I knew it could lead to eye health issues, so it was hard to focus on anything else. But now I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Mild, moderate, or severely dry eyes? There's a Clear Eyes brand tears product for you. Each Clear Eyes product bathes eyes with extra moisturizers that restore a healthy, moist environment the way nature intended for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
I finally see a solution.
Clear Eyes tears products for eyes the way nature intended. Use as directed.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A Northern Colorado teacher has been charged with sexual misconduct for allegedly secretly videotaping young men as they used his toilet. The wireless camera was hidden in an alarm clock on the back of the toilet in the home of 63-year-old Vance Fulkerson. Greeley police say video fed into a TV in Fulkerson's bedroom. The Denver Post reports the 18-year UNC professor has been placed on administrative leave. A judge has ruled CU doesn't have to reinstate former Professor Ward Churchill, even though a jury found Churchill's firing was politically motivated. University Chancellor Phil DeStefano.
I've always maintained that this issue was not about academic freedom or about free speech, that it was always about research misconduct.
An appeal is expected. State Senator Josh Penry says he'll announce Saturday whether he'll run for governor next year. If Penry runs, the Republican from Grand Junction will face former Congressman Congressman Scott McInnes in the GOP primary. Sports, after a 20-year career as center, Joe Sakic will retire, and the Rockies win Game 2 of their series against the Nationals 5-4, and they go for the sweep this afternoon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Eastbound 36, starting to load up once you get past Pecos, up towards I-25. Speaking of 25, it's a busy ride downtown, I-70 towards Spear. Outside the metro, we've got a rollover accident on the southbound side of I-25, right around Founders. And then there's a crash. This is on the surface streets, Jewel and Tennyson. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot day with a high of about 96 degrees. We can look forward to sunny skies. Right now, it is 64 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, summertime means road trips. Your neighborhood Toyota dealers have all the right tools, technicians, and parts to help make sure your Toyota continues to run like a Toyota. They are the one-stop shop for all your maintenance needs. Toyota, moving forward.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your...
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
706. It's almost 7 minutes after 7 o'clock here. Looks like another gorgeous hot day in the Mile High City. Looks like a gorgeous day. I'm going to go hang out at the pool. Me and Stacy have a date. She's got a lot of her work done, so we're going to go hang at the pool, basically from about noon to 3, and tan our fannies. And I wanted to talk to you this hour. Didn't take a single phone call last hour. 6 o'clock hour, nice and quiet. 303-713-7600. We did have Tom Hartman. Talked about all the important national news. Also threw out some local stories out there that you might want to pay attention to in the first hour. But I'm going to try to talk about Michael Jackson again, and I hope you guys will participate in this one. 303-713-7600. I did watch the memorial service from beginning to end yesterday in tape delay, and I thought it was fabulous. I was absolutely moved. I might even go as far to say as I was convinced that Michael Jackson wasn't a pedophile. I really believe that I was convinced of that yesterday. I don't think Brooke Shields would stand along and basically glorify a friend of hers that if she knew he was a pedophile. Maybe she knew nothing. What's your opinion on this one? And we have some audio here. I'll read the story and then we'll play some of the audio. I also want to mention some of these arguments that are going on between people on Facebook and Twitter and all that. I mean, it's really a good debate. If you want to talk about it, 303-713-7600. A day after posting a YouTube video labeling Michael Jackson a pervert and child molester, Congressman Peter King has gone even further. In an interview at his Massapequa Park, New York office, the Long Island Republican took aim at a call by the Reverend Al Sharpton that Jackson's memory be commemorated on a postage stamp. "I will certainly oppose a stamp for Michael Jackson," King told PIX News. "I tapped into something that many people have been thinking about, but were afraid to say," King said in explaining his decision to make his views on the extensive coverage of Jackson's death public via the YouTube video. And, Eric, I'm going to go ahead and play that YouTube video right now. So check this out, guys.
Hi, this is Congressman Pete King. And yesterday I marched in two 4th of July parades in Wantore and Smith Speaker Park. Today I was taking a walk through Wantore at Hilton American Legion Hall, firehouse down the street, a fire memorial a few blocks from here. And it really reminded me of the great men and women who have sacrificed so much for our country. People fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan today, cops, firefighters, teachers, none of whom really get much credit. And yet for the last, I don't know how long now, this lowlife, Michael Jackson, his name, his face, his picture, is all over the newspapers, television, radio. So all we hear about is Michael Jackson. And let's knock out the psychobabble. This guy was a pervert, he was a child molester, he was a pedophile. And to be giving this much coverage to him day in and day out, what does it say about us as our country? I just think it's we're too politically correct. No one wants to stand up and say, we don't need Michael Jackson. You know, he died, he had some talent, fine. There's people dying every day. There's men and women dying today in Afghanistan. Let's give them the credit they deserve. So I really think the media has disgraced itself. I think that too many people in public life have made fools of themselves by talking about Michael Jackson as if he's some kind of hero. There's nothing good about this guy. He may have been a good singer, did some dancing, but the bottom line is, would you let your child or grandchild be in the same room with Michael Jackson? What are we glorifying him for? So anyway, let's take some time out to really look to the people that do make us a great country. The men and women of the armed forces, police, firefighters, teachers who work in really rough neighborhoods, people who volunteer with dying cancer patients, people who work in AIDS clinics. They're the ones we should be glorifying, not some pervert like Michael Jackson.
All right, so that was New York Congressman Peter King, a Republican from Long Island. That was a couple of days ago, I believe, a day before the funeral. And then he came back out and even further defended his position. And if you'd like to give me your opinion on what Representative King is talking about, you know, if you agree with him, I'd love to hear from you. I'd really like to get your opinion on if you think that we're glorifying or that they were glorifying Michael Jackson, a pedophile. Are we glorifying a pedophile? Or are we just glorifying a great musician who is misunderstood? 303-713-7600. Now, again, Peter King went on to defend his position on Michael Jackson. Here's what Peter King said yesterday.
The question that all of you have asked us to ask him, the guy was acquitted by a jury of his peers in a court over these molestation charges. So why, Congressman, are you still calling him a molester and a pervert? And most specifically, what would he say to a mother, he says, of small children? All right, let's do this. Let's let him answer that charge. Why is he calling him that if, in fact, he was found not guilty? Let's take it.
I would say to that woman or to any of these people who are glorifying Michael Jackson, would any of them leave their child or their grandchild alone in the same room with Michael Jackson? Any answer is no.
Yeah, he was acquitted in court, though.
Yeah, but there's far more involved here just in the simple facts of that case. By his own admission in interviews and documentaries, he admits to sleeping with young children. We know of elaborate alarm systems he had built in his house when he was sleeping with young children. So by his own admission, we're talking about someone who put young children at risk. Whether or not he was convicted of a precise crime, by his own admission, also by cases he settled, lawsuits that he settled against him, there's an admission that he acted very, very inappropriately with young kids.
All right, so that was CNN. Credit that audio to CNN from yesterday, who got another interview with Congressman Peter King in New York. Now, if you agree with Peter King, I'm not going to lambast you, but I'd like to have a discussion on whether you believe that we or America is glorifying a pedophile, or if you think he was just misunderstood and we're just glorifying the pop star and the musician. 303-713-7600. Meanwhile, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee may have trouble keeping the promise she made at Michael Jackson's public memorial for a House resolution that forever honors the late pop star. Jackson Lee, a Texas Democrat, took the stage Tuesday at the Staples Center in L.A. and hoisted a framed copy of the resolution embossed with a gold seal. The measure will be debated on the House floor, she said. For that framed embossed resolution to be completely legit, it must first get past some opposition. And there we go, Representative Peter King. He's the New York Republican who called Jackson a pervert, child molester, pedophile in a video he posted on YouTube earlier this week. And he vowed yesterday to do whatever I have to do to oppose honoring Jackson. Without mentioning King by name, Jackson Lee noted at the memorial that Michael Jackson was acquitted of child molestation charges. She blasted critics who don't understand the hearts of entertainers and don't know how they heal the world on behalf of America. We understand the Constitution, we understand laws, and we know people are innocent until proven otherwise. That is what the Constitution stands for, Jackson Lee said, clutching the framed resolution in front of her shiny white suit. Her legislation, House Resolution 600, lists several charitable acts by Michael Jackson over his long career and proclaims him as an American legend, musical icon, and world humanitarian. He is, Jackson Lee said, someone who will be honored forever and forever and forever and forever and forever. In the House, non-controversial resolutions honoring a person who has died or carried out a noteworthy accomplishment normally move quickly from committee to the House floor and then pass on a voice note. The Michael Jackson resolution introduced June 26th is awaiting action in the House Foreign Affairs Committee, of which Jackson Lee is a member and King is not. An opponent could ask for a recorded vote, which then requires a two-thirds majority for passage. So far, Jackson Lee's resolution has just one co-sponsor, Representative Diane Watson of California. Do you support this resolution? I do. I think he should be honored. And Kobe Bryant, no matter how much I dislike the guy, I think Kobe Bryant is one of the most evil people out there. I don't like the athlete. I don't like the person. But he made a good point. Michael Jackson has given more to charity than any other pop star in the history of music. What other pop star has given more than Michael Jackson? Nobody. So should we be honoring Michael Jackson? Do you think this resolution should be passed? 303-713-7600. Or do you agree with Representative Peter King and saying that, you know, we're basically glorifying a pervert and a pedophile? I'd said before, I don't know if I was convinced, but I'm leaning towards thinking that Michael Jackson is not a pedophile from yesterday's memorial service. I was extremely moved by several different speakers and songs. I think my favorite moments were Usher singing the song there at the end where he was actually singing to the casket. Unbelievably moving. As well as Jermaine Jackson's rendition of Smile. Thought that was stellar. And then his daughter, Paris, and how she ended things up. Man. I mean, I was just stunned. I mean, I was like crying. I mean, I was really, really crying. 303-713-7600. If you want to talk about any observations on that, if you didn't get to see it, I definitely recommend you going back and watching it. I'm sure it's all over YouTube, cut up into little parts. But I was stuck from beginning to end, and I would like to know what you thought about it and what you think about this resolution that Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee offered up. Let's start with Blaze in Aurora. Hey, Blaze, you're on AM 760 with John Turk.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm good, you?
I'm good, man. I just got one thing to say. OJ was acquitted, too. So whether he was guilty or not, we'll never know now, will we? You know?
Well, that's the thing. What happened when OJ dies? You think the same kind of stuff is going to happen?
Oh, I doubt that very seriously. I think people will applaud, probably. That's neither here nor there. I don't think we should glorify this guy, though.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Do you believe he's a pedophile?
Well, whether I do or whether I don't is neither here
nor
there.
Why shouldn't we be glorifying him then?
Why should you?
Because he's like the number one pop star of all time.
OJ touched a lot. That's a matter of opinion. I've never been a fan. I've never heard his records. So
right.
I can't say that, you know.
What about his charitable efforts?
Well, I'm sure everybody gives charity for a tax reason. Very simple deal. You know, you give away money because you got too much. You deduct that.
I really don't think that was the case in his situation. I think he actually cared, you know, about starving people in Africa.
I think there's a lot of people that care about other people. You know, Brad Pitt's doing a lot of good work. I wonder if we'll eulogize him in the same way. Sell tickets to his funeral. It's pretty sacrilegious.
Well, they weren't selling tickets to his funeral. Scalpers were. And I don't know how scalpers got a hold of tickets.
People were selling. People were making money. eBay. eBay's a
legit. Well, it's not like the Jackson family made money off the thing.
Well, whether they did or whether they didn't, it's like he was acquitted. I'll never know.
Right.
You know, it's just like who killed Kennedy. I'll never know.
All right. Well, Blaze, I appreciate your observation, man, and I'm going to get one tally for do not glorify this person.
Right on, brother.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Carry on.
All right. Disagree with you, Blaze, on this one. We normally agree, but on this one, I think you're a little bit off. You didn't give me a good reason of why we shouldn't glorify him. You didn't tell me whether you thought he was a pedophile or not. But want to take your calls on this one. And this happened on Facebook between a couple friends of mine yesterday. And I saw this a lot yesterday on Facebook and Twitter and MySpace, and everybody's talking about Michael Jackson. This comes from one of my buddies, and it's one of his status bars. He says, front page of the San Francisco Chronicle. The coverage in the 11 days that have passed since the pop singer's death has served as a cultural opiate, a chance for Americans to forget the recession, the nation's two wars, the debate about health care. And he says, A, this makes me think twice about the Chronicle, and B, are you kidding me? Really? The only thing it makes us forget is that this is the most celebrated child molester. Now, another friend of mine responded to this. Let's take everything the media tells us with the option that they may be wrong and probably are or maybe were on both sides of this fence. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson. Maybe in death they will finally leave you in peace. And that was another point reiterated a lot in yesterday's memorial service. And my buddy responded saying, I just don't take child molestation lightly. His death didn't make me forget a thing about a recession and a war and health care. He's just another human who died all like all the rest of us. Oh, and he's a known child molester. And these are two friends of mine that are pretty tight, but they're having arguments about Michael Jackson. Where do you land in this debate? 303-713-7600, 20 minutes after 7. Todd Parker gets us caught up with traffic.
The slowest part of this...
It's too hot to eat in the kitchen. You're probably having a lot of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile-top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep-seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic greeting isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Now, 1-800-300-1187. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free guides available. 1-800-300-1187. This free guide is brought to you by QuickBids, a group of professionals who've made their fortune on the internet with sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With your free guide, you'll learn how to turn almost anything into cash, including tens of thousands of products you can choose from the online warehouse. Get extra cash on eBay with stuff you already own. Request your free guide today while supplies last. Just call 1-800-300-1187. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-300-1187.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Save money with Bargain Watch at am760.net. This week, get a half-off round of golf at Pool Creek and tickets to the Major League Lacrosse All-Star Game. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Looking to start the summer off in style? Enjoy attractive values on select Cadillac models like the most acclaimed luxury SUV ever, Escalade, or the award-winning CTS, the Cadillac Summer Celebration. See your local Cadillac dealer for details.
Do I have health care?
Yes, I do.
No, I don't. And I can't go to the hospital because otherwise I'll be in debt forever.
These days, there's a lot on your mind.
People in my neighborhood have lost their jobs and they haven't gotten rehired.
The global issue that concerns me the most is
global warming,
world hunger.
It sounds like they're rattling the sabers to invade Iran.
Pretty much of a mess.
And that's why we're here. AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
Ever since I was born, Daddy has been the best father you could ever imagine. And I just wanted to say I love him so much.
I hope Peter King listens to that all day long this morning. 303-713-7600. Your take on this resolution honoring Jackson faces GOP opposition by Representative Peter King in New York. This introduced by Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, who spoke at the memorial service yesterday. Do you feel that Michael Jackson should be memorialized and honored? Or do you agree with Peter King and think that we're glorifying a pedophile? 303-713-7600. Or as our last caller brought up, MJ's another OJ. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Boyd in Thornton. Boyd, welcome to the J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Hey, Boyd.
Hey, John. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
Hey, so, you know what? I got some conflicting views here, I guess you would say, because I think, like, when somebody dies, especially they did this with Reagan, they turned him into some type of saint. But then again, on the other hand, he's Michael Jackson. I mean, my gosh. I mean, he's the king of pop, right? That's what they called him, I believe. And so, yeah, immortalized, maybe not, but give him his due, yes. And then as far as that Peter King guy goes, I think the governor or mayor or something of New York or whatever.
He's a congresswoman or congressman, I'm sorry.
Well, we can call him a congressman.
Forgive me.
Yeah, that's all right. But he, I don't know. The guy's a freak, right? I mean, if we're going to live by the rules.
He's opposing a stamp.
Yeah, I know. That's so crazy, right? I mean, even the Simpsons got a stamp, for crying out loud. So, you know what? If we're going to live by the rules, he was not charged with anything. And as far as him, giving up on some court cases and just paying whatever, that's just because, you know, it probably costs more to go to court to prove you're not guilty than it does to just give up.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah. So,
I mean, you know, one of those settlements was $20 million, but I'm sure his attorneys are pretty, carry a hefty price.
Yeah, I would agree. And didn't Michael Jackson, he was like $400 million in debt or some crap like that?
Yeah, I think it was like something like that.
Yeah. So,
$400 to $500 million in debt.
Right. So,
but supposedly he's worth more now dead than he was alive, which is, you know,
yeah, well,
crazy.
Well,
but he does own, I think, 3/4 of the Beatles catalog as well.
Yeah. Well, but so my wife points out I'm worth more alive than dead. So but my point being... you know what? If we're going to live by the law, he was accused of anything. Or, I mean, not accused. He was not.
He was never convicted of anything.
Right. So, I've got me a speeding ticket for it. I didn't think I was speeding, so.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And I'm asking the question, you know, is MJ another OJ? I don't think so. Did you watch most of the memorial service yesterday?
You know what? I didn't. And I was also going to say, I didn't think it was very appropriate of AM 760 to do the whole 2-3 hour long.
Yeah, it was a half hour delayed, and then it ran, you know, all the way almost to 2:00.
Yeah, so, I mean, but, you know, I don't know.
I kind of questioned that at first, too, but after watching it, I thought it was like must-see television or must-listen radio, honestly.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to hear Stevie Wonder do some songs, Jermaine Jackson, the Usher thing.
I know, but it kind of turned into a show versus a...
Well, you know, maybe that's what Michael Jackson would have wanted.
Well, maybe, yeah. Maybe, yeah.
You know? I mean, I was moved by it. If you get a chance, I'm sure you've seen clips of it all over the news.
I have, yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, from beginning to end, I was really, really moved, and I was thinking that I wouldn't enjoy it.
Well, I have two little girls, and when that little girl spoke, I don't know.
Oh, man, I lost it.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, if you didn't lose it, I don't think you have a heart.
I don't think you do either.
All right. Hey, man, great call. Thanks a lot for playing on this one, Boyd.
Thanks, man.
Call me again, brother. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bruce in Greeley. Hey, Bruce, you're on AM 760 with John Turk.
How are you doing, John?
Good. How are you, sir?
Well, I've been listening to your show all morning. I've been enjoying it.
Thank you.
I disagree with you about Michael Jackson.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. I like his music. Most of his music. He makes you dance. He had a good time. He made a lot of money. He's a good businessman. But he had a lot of allegations against him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of strange. I mean, you kept on hearing strange stuff about him all the time. Do you have children?
I do have children. I have 3 children.
Would you feel okay with leaving your children with Michael Jackson overnight in Neverland?
No, I wouldn't I wouldn't leave my kids overnight in Neverland. But I don't know Michael Jackson on a personal level. I don't let my kids stay anywhere overnight unless I know them on a personal level.
Exactly. But with the allegations that he's already had, would you leave your children there if you knew him?
No. I said I wouldn't.
That's my point right there.
But again, I'll bring up my point.
I don't think I could.
What's that?
I don't think I could leave my children there.
Well, no, I said I wouldn't leave them there strictly because I don't know Michael Jackson on a personal level.
Well,
not because
I don't know him on a personal level either, you know, but even if
if let's say one of my neighbors was accused of being a pedophile.
Right.
Okay. And they had a kid. And my kid, they were asked to go stay the night. I wouldn't want him to go over there either.
There you go. That's my point exactly. As far as the stamp,
well, that's a public perception. Is that public perception?
Hold on,
is that
hold on, John?
Okay.
I am all for him having a stamp. And his music was great, and his donations to charity was good. Okay.
Okay.
But there is that one instance that I think we're over glorifying him. I think we're going a little bit too. I was moved by his daughter. I was moved by a lot of things yesterday as well. But you know, he still had that hanging over his head.
Yeah, but he wasn't convicted of anything. But neither was OJ. But I would go to say that OJ was guilty. I'm not sure if Michael Jackson was guilty of anything.
I don't know if Michael Jackson was guilty either, but the allegations and the payoffs and everything that we've heard, I think it's just a little bit over-glorifying them.
All right. Hey, Bruce, I appreciate your opinion.
All right.
All right, man, call me again.
Bye-bye.
303-713-7600. Let's go to Dave in Littleton. Hey, Dave.
Hey, John, how's it going?
Good, man. You?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to call in. You know, it sounds like mainly that King guy is just trying to stir up his base. You know, that's usually what the Republican Party does, is they find something.
Well, I don't necessarily think that this is a Republican Democrat thing. You know, I think that everybody kind of, you know, I don't think it's just the Democrats defending Jackson as Republicans are going to oppose this resolution. You know, I don't know if it's.
No, I mean, no.
Getting the
I
base motivated,
say,
but.
I should say it sounds more like he's just trying to stir up people that, you know, just have hate in their heart, you know.
Well, like he says, I've tapped into something that many people have been thinking about but were afraid to say.
Yeah, you know, and as far as memorializing Michael Jackson, you know, hey.
You for this resolution or against it?
I'm for it.
Okay.
You know, the guy's done a lot for a lot of people in the world.
He has. More than
Brad Pitt has, you know.
More than Sean Penn has.
Adopting a few kids from another country isn't near what Michael Jackson has done for a lot of people in the world.
More money given to charity than any other pop star.
Yeah, you know, and for people to be so against that, but a lot of people be for memorializing a person like Ronald Reagan, who really hasn't done any good for the country besides drag us into a hole over the last 25, 30 years. It doesn't make sense to me at all.
Yeah, I think MJ is being more memorialized than Ronald Reagan was. I think the funeral of Michael Jackson carried more news coverage than the Ronald Reagan funeral. And I remember when that happened a few years ago, and we were covering that here.
I'm just saying, like,
but again, people were calling in and had nothing nice to say about Ronald Reagan on the day he died.
They have this, you know, resolution that went through Congress where they're trying to name something in every county in the country after Ronald Reagan.
The Ronald Reagan Highway.
Yeah, you know, like, they're trying to memorialize a man that, I don't know, like I said, I don't feel that he's done much good for the country.
Yeah, hey, I'm with you. So you say you're for the resolution. You're probably for the stamp as well.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, man, thanks for calling, Dave, because I'm just looking around on Facebook, and if you look at some of the stuff on Huffington Post and some of the blogs out there, I mean, this is a good debate going on right now. Seems like it's split. Well, it's split 50-50 so far here from the four people I've talked to. Two are for the resolution, two are against.
Yeah.
All right, man, call me again, Dave. You're awesome, bud. We'll talk to you soon. 303-713-7600, 733, 27 minutes before 8 o'clock. Let's go ahead and step aside, and then Jeremy, Glenda, Brian, I want to talk to everybody hanging in queue. Don't go anywhere. We'll get back to you, but Todd Parker is going to give us an update on traffic out there.
It's a busy drive as you're making your way around the metro. Lots of surface street crashes to get in your way, though, with an accident. Cleanup stages, but you'll find activity. Jewel and Tennyson. Three cars mixed it up on the ramp from westbound I-70 to Federal. Latest crash coming in on those side roads is a two-car accident that occurred Evans and Platte River Drive. Outside the metro, got a rollover in the cleanup stages. Southbound I-25 near Founders. Around the metro, as far as the highway drive goes, we're seeing the buildup in those usual spots. Eastbound 270 between I-25 and York. Kind of going slow through there. Sunshine in your eyes. Same deal for eastbounders on 6th Avenue, approaching Federal up towards I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high of about 96 degrees and sunny skies. Currently 68. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Aldine Roofing and Renovations.
Goodyear has the tires for summer fun. Get up to $100 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. It's a great time to buy tires. Ask your retailer about a special financing offer. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions apply.
Dr. Daddio here. Join me and AM 760 at Denver's Black Eye.
It's too hot to eat in the kitchen. You're probably having a lot of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. That's Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. RSVP at solarips.com/stapleton.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about a dollar an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Retirement question number 18. Do you know how much of your IRA isn't yours? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune into the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
Chip in his windshield. Yesterday, he got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack! It spread. If only he'd called sooner. When the chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. And an elite safe light repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safe Light handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
And I want his three children to know. Wasn't nothing strange about your daddy. It was strange what your daddy had to deal with. But he dealt with it.
That's Reverend Al Sharpton from yesterday's memorial service for Michael Jackson. We're taking your phone calls. Sheila Jackson Lee, a congresswoman, has introduced this resolution, House Resolution 600, that would forever honor the late pop star. Meanwhile, New York Congressman Peter King says, why are we doing this? He's a pervert, a child molester, and a pedophile. What side do you land on in this debate? And I'm not going to lambast you if you think he's a pedophile. I just want to, you know, I just want an honest discussion here this morning at 303-713-7600. The Facebook fights are going pretty good between friends of mine. You know, some say leave him alone. He's not a pedophile, never convicted of anything. And I want to get your gauge your temperature on this one. 303-713-7600. Jeremy in Loveland. Thanks for hanging on, Jeremy.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, John. Yeah, I just want to say this this King guy, this is just a disgusting, crooked Republican trick, you know? It's just like, hey, look over here. We've got the attention of the whole world in this Michael Jackson thing. Let's use it, and let's talk about the troops. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they don't support the troops in any way. But
I don't know why it's being turned into a left versus right thing.
Well, it's not. But, you know, this one Republican, you know, has particularly bad judgment. But, I mean, it's totally predictable. You know,
yeah.
If you'd asked me a week ago, I could have told you that some Republican was going to come out because Republicans hate celebrities. They hate the media. They hate Hollywood. They hate pop.
Very true.
Popular culture. They despise it. And I don't know why.
They never had fun when they were kids.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's it.
You know, and this guy, I just can't believe he's coming out and, you know, and blowing this up and trying to give a shout-out to the troops, you know, when in fact, you know, most of these Republicans have never done a thing for the troops, you know. know, when it comes to veterans funding or anything.
Or how about just body armor that worked in the Iraq War the last several years?
Right. Or how about Jim Webb's bill a couple of years ago that would have offered them equal time home to equal time overseas?
Yeah. You know, no, they're making them serve, you know, two, three.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, you know.
Yeah.
And so I resent that. You know, as far as the whole thing about honoring him goes, I could care less. I think.
Well, are you for or against the resolution or just don't care?
Frankly, I'm neutral on it.
Okay.
I just don't care. I mean, I don't want to see it take up a lot
of time.
Set
up a new category on that one.
You know, I don't want to see it take up a lot of time and attention of our politicians.
Yeah, I know. And I had to talk about it again this morning. You know, I mean, I don't have this opportunity to be on the radio a whole lot. And, you know, getting to fill in for Jay Marvin has been a lot of fun. And I'm find myself being able to do talk radio when Michael Jackson's death came. And, you know, it's like it's something that I just feel I have to talk about, you know?
Well, sure. It's interesting timing, you know, and it is an important issue in a lot of ways. But, you know, we all have to admit that, you know, the first and foremost, that we live in a country under a rule of law. And we're all voluntarily living here under the rule of law, under the agreement that our courts have the final word, and they acquitted this guy.
Yeah, that's right. If you have any faith in the judicial system, which I'm sure a lot of our audience would say, you know, I don't.
Right.
But, you know, it's like with OJ, I'm on a totally different field.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's guilty 100%, but never convicted of anything.
Yeah, well, OJ was a mean-spirited dude who never did anything good for anybody but himself. You
know
what I'm saying?
Very true.
Michael Jackson.
Played a couple funny roles in the Naked Gun movies, and that's about it. Was a decent football player.
Yeah, he was a creep.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, man, thanks a lot.
You're doing a great job, John.
Jeremy, you too, man. Call me again.
I will.
All right, see you. 303-713-7600. Brian, Glenda, hang on. I'm coming to you. Let's go to Hope in Denver. Hey, Hope.
Yes?
You're on AM 760 with John Turk. Good morning.
Hello, John. I'm surprised to get through. Thank you.
Oh, we're glad to have you. I'm going to get to everybody. I don't have any more guests. I just want to take phone calls.
Okay. Well, actually, I support the resolution.
Support the resolution to honor Michael Jackson. Okay.
And I think that Representative King is actually, people that like to bash other people like that definitely have something wrong with themselves. So
right.
I think.
I mean, he throws out things like a pervert, a child molester, and a pedophile.
Yes, and
when has he ever been convicted of any of those three things?
And he has not. Michael Jackson has not. Michael Jackson is no O.J. O.J. was convicted by a jury of his peers. That's a whole totally different situation.
Mm.
Yep,
good point.
And I don't believe Michael Jackson was a pedophile. There was no, in my heart, I know he can't be. Because, you know, as a child,
you know, I was convinced. I think I was convinced of that yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, as before, I was like, you know, maybe he was. We don't know, but maybe he was. But
yeah.
I don't think, you know, after listening to Brooke Shields speak, I don't think she would stand by his side and be such a great friend to him. And I, you know, I tend to hold Brooke Shields up a little bit. I think she's great. But I don't think she would stand by Michael Jackson as a friend if she knew something funny was going on. And she'd probably know about it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. A lot of people that were around him would probably know about it, and they all stood by him. So, you know, in my heart of hearts, I know that he wasn't. You know, as a person who was sexually molested as a child, and then I worked with chomos in the, you know, state prisons,
mm-hmm.
I can't say that this guy, Michael Jackson, was a pedophile or anything like that.
Right.
So.
Well, Hope, thank you so much for the phone call. Is this your first time calling us?
Yes, it is. Thank
well,
you.
Don't make it a last one, okay?
Okay.
We need new listeners.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. 303-713-7600. You think that Michael Jackson's being memorialized, that we're memorializing a pedophile? Or do you think that we're memorializing one of the greatest pop stars in American history? 303-713-7600. Do you agree with Peter King? Or are you with Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, who has introduced this House Resolution 600 saying we should honor Michael Jackson forever and ever and ever? I got this instant message from Mike. Enough MJ. I'm sick of MJ. I'm keeping the radio off your show today, and I hope you'll have a fresh topic tomorrow. Look, I just explained why I'm talking about it. So, Mike, I apologize if that isn't good for you, but I think if you look at the viewership, how many millions of households were watching the Michael Jackson thing yesterday? I know it may seem like a bit much, but like I said, I'm on the radio while Michael Jackson died. So I'm going to, you know, take advantage of it. You know, in 20 years from now, if I say, oh, I got to do some talk radio, Michael Jackson died, but I didn't talk about it. I'd feel pretty lame. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Brian on a cell phone. Glenda, you're next. Hang on. Hey, Brian.
Hey, John. I'd like to take my call.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, I don't really understand why Michael Jackson was such a great person. I'm not really sure of his contributions to society. We're acting like he's like Eli Whitney or Neil Armstrong or something. What has he done? He donated a lot of money?
Donated a lot of money to charity.
Okay.
Remember with the whole We Are the World campaign, raising money for starving kids in Africa? You don't think that's a good cause?
I don't think
What about Nelson Mandela writing in and saying how much Michael Jackson meant to the world?
I don't get that either. It doesn't seem like the amount of attention is really proportional to his contribution to society. I mean, it seems like at worst, maybe he was a child molester, but at best, he was a pop star that donated a lot of money. I mean, his funeral seemed really, really vulgar.
Well,
if he was such a great guy, why wasn't he buried in a wooden box instead of a gold coffin? I mean, couldn't that money have gone to help more people if that was his main contribution?
I don't know if that was his. We don't know if that was his decision to be in the gold box.
Well, the whole thing just seemed extremely vulgar and strange to me.
You didn't like the memorial service. You thought it was like a stage production, right?
It was like a freak show. I mean, you have this completely mutilated, strange person being buried in a gold box in a huge.
Who's to say what's strange? Just because he looked a little different? Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe
Brian, I'm just trying to get to the root of this. I'm not trying to call you out. I'm just, you know.
No.
Why is he so strange?
You ever seen the Martin Bashir interview with him that was on Fox? He was a strange person, man. I mean, he was.
Maybe he was misunderstood. That's what I'm beginning to think.
Misunderstood? I don't think it would be good if we did understand him, because I think that the level of bizarreness that was kind of beneath the surface was more than most people would want to even see. You know, the guy was a strange person. He wasn't a great inventor. He didn't cure any diseases. You know, he was just another rich guy that's being exploited. That was exploited.
15 number one singles. We memorialized Elvis Presley and John Lennon, didn't we?
Oh, come on.
Was Elvis Presley kind of a strange guy at the end there?
Of course he was. Of course he was. But did Elvis Presley, like, you know what?
What were you going to say? What were you going to say? Did Elvis Presley what? Finish that sentence up, Brian. Did Elvis Presley molest children? Is that what you're going to say?
No. I was going to say, did Elvis Presley, like, mutilate himself? But Elvis was kind of...
Who cares if he mutilated himself? That has nothing to do with it. Just because he made himself look a little different towards the end, you know?
Yeah, I think you make a good point, because they were both equally as bizarre and kind of a little bit, kind of had the appearance of being deranged in that. So, yeah, that is a good analogy, I think. And I don't know. I just think the whole thing reeks of kind of sensationalism.
Okay. No, and that's why I'm asking the question, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. And everybody wants to talk about the level of emotion that Michael Jackson's children displayed towards their father at the funeral. But nobody wants to talk about that these were like surrogate children, you know, that involved a donor egg and a donor sperm and some strange woman. I mean, the whole thing is just so bizarre.
Who's to say that's right or wrong? Not me, not you.
No, absolutely not. But it's pretty easy to say that it's bizarre. And nobody wants to talk about the really strange life of Michael Jackson now that he's dead. You know, that doesn't go away. He's not a normal, benevolent, you know, of course, he was just a pop icon buried in a gold coffin at the end of the day.
All right, Brian, thank you very much for your opinion, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
All right, have a good one. 303-713-7600. Hold on, Michael Spear, I'm coming to you. Just got to fit in Glenda in Denver real quick. Hey, Glenda.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. You're for or against the resolution, first of all?
Well, I'm really not either way.
Okay, I'll put a don't care for you.
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to say, Glenda?
I just wanted to say that, you know, I think in retrospect, everybody is overlooking a lot of things that's been, you know, encircling and encompassing this whole situation. I absolutely believe Michael Jackson was the most misunderstood person in the universe, probably. And it's not for me to say. All I know is that he was found not guilty. He was convicted of anything.
Thank you, Glenda. And
so I do know that Michael Jackson... No one has ever even mentioned out of this whole thing about how he impacted the music industry.
Yep.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't understand.
We wouldn't have guys like Usher or, you know,
exactly.
all these people that are really popular right now.
I mean, he revolutionized videos. You
yeah,
know,
he
and,
sure
and
did.
Yet people are trying to bring in this pedophile thing. Well,
pervert,
I haven't heard
child molester, pedophile
yeah,
charges. I mean,
heard
come on.
Anything that was through the courts convicted him of that. And not only that, we have so many other people that we have all these congressmen that you have all these
sex scandals. Yeah, I hope Representative Peter King never lets the cat out of his closet. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
And then you have all these laws that they're trying to pass in California through the legislation of grown men and women being with underage children. What is
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
But you want to, you know, crucify this man who's done more than probably anybody in the entire world and has impacted the world on top of it. This isn't just an American icon. This is
a world icon.
Impact the world.
Yeah. Glenda, I'm with you. Great call. Hey, thanks so much for calling me.
Thank you.
All right. I got to run and get our stock market update, see what's going on in the business world out there, and then more of your phone calls. Paul, Anthony, Debbie, don't go anywhere. One open line at 303-713-7600. Want to talk about Michael Jackson, whether you're for or against this resolution. Going to step aside, take a look at traffic, and then Michael Spear. Todd Parker, what's going on out there right now?
I-25 going to be busy in both directions right around Alameda. Southbounders on 225, you're still feeling it, making that Parker curve up towards DTC. No problems. Northbound, cruising past Isla. Could maybe tap your brakes, but no significant delays. Off those main roads, crews are cleaning up wrecks on the ramp from westbound I-70 to Federal. That one did involve three cars. Then two cars mixed it up, Evans and Platte River Drive. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
From roadside assistance to beachside assistance, let AAA create the right vacation for you. Ask about their cruise and vacation packages. It's a great time to book your next escape through AAA Travel. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA. Relax. They take care of you.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will see.
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now for the first time. Go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems same as cash financing. Learn how. Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. That's Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. RSVP at solarips.com/Stapleton. It isn't yours? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune into the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
7:52, 8 minutes before 8 o'clock. Now's the time we check in with our buddy, good friend, Michael Spear, Executive VP of Presidential Brokerage, 303-694-1600. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, John Turk, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. How are you today?
Good. I guess we got to get to it because your phones are on fire.
The phones are on fire, but I want your take on Michael Jackson if you want to give it to us, or if you don't want to, you know, if you don't, it might deter people from coming in to see you, but it shouldn't. You want to give us your take on Michael Jackson?
You know, I'm not sure.
Come on, spit it out.
Feelings one way or another. I mean, I don't mind putting it out there what my opinions are. And I should tell you, in the Office of Presidential Brokerage, we have Democrats, we have Republicans, we have independents.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, if you deal with a particular affiliation person, you're certainly welcome to do that and ask about that if you want to. Me, myself, I don't care what party affiliation I'm dealing with. For somebody that's trying to make me money, I want who will make me the most money.
That's right. Thank you.
So, you know, I don't have strong feelings.
Either way, you don't care on the resolution, for or against the resolution, don't care?
I don't know the resolution.
Well, it's just that, you know, it's a House resolution that's been put out there to honor Michael Jackson forever and ever.
Oh, you know, I'm not real big on doing that.
Okay, so against it.
I'd have to say I'm against that.
All right.
Because I have anything against him. I mean, he certainly made a huge impact.
I want to see you do the moonwalk.
No problem.
All right, when I come in next time, you're doing one across your office.
I'll fire right across this office and fall flat on my face.
All right, let's get to business. Exactly. Now we're kind of short on time. Stocks modestly higher ahead of Alcoa report.
Yep, Alcoa reports earnings this evening after the market. The Dow's up 26, the NASDAQ's up 5, the S&P's up 3 and a third. Important. This is very important. I'll make it quick, Turkenheimer. Guide to Social Security book. It's put out by a publisher, Mercer. They're $7.40 a piece. We have bought 100. We're going to give them away to you free to listeners of your listeners, John.
Okay.
So if they call today and they want a free copy of this book, we're going to foot the bill, $7.40 a piece. We're going to give away the first 100 callers a free copy of this Guide to Social Security. It goes through helping you understand, I mean, real nuts and bolts information everybody is going to need to know about Social Security, the day you can take it, how much you can take, and a little workbook here on how to figure out how much your benefits are. What if you're going to work? How's that going to affect your Social Security? How is it taxed? All of those things. And you'll get your free copy if you say, John Turk told me to call for my free guide to Social Security. And I've only got 100, so when they're gone, they're gone. Call us at 303-694-1600 right now for your free guide to Social Security. I use this as a handbook, John, on my desk.
I know you do.
All the time,
I know
you do. Every day. So, yeah, when you come over, I'll show it to you. If you want your free copy, call right now, 303-694-1600. The first 100 get a free guide to Social Security book, and it's something that everybody needs. Don't wait till you're well into getting your Social Security. This will help you plan. 303-694-1600. Call now.
Michael, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, John.
See you.
See you, buddy.
Had no idea what to do. I was panicking.
If you're scared or confused because you owe money to the IRS, you're not alone.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't concentrate at work.
Millions of Americans just like you owe back taxes. But you could be eligible to settle your tax debt and pay just a fraction of what you owe to the IRS.
They were going to garnish my wages.
For free information, make a completely confidential call to Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235.
Then it all turned around.
We've helped Americans all over the country eliminate their tax problems for a fraction of what they owe.
That one phone call saved me thousands. What a relief.
Our experienced tax negotiators know how the IRS works, and we know what your rights are. We can help settle your tax problem the right way.
You just gotta call them.
For the free information you need on how you could solve your tax problems, call Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235. 1-800-500-4235. That's 1-800-500-4235.
In recent health news, demand continues to soar for a fast-acting diet supplement. In fact, thousands of callers clogged phone lines trying to get it. It's called Apitrim, and it's clinically shown to get remarkable results without dieting or adding exercise. The company is so confident people will get results that they're releasing free bottles of Apitrim for the next 48 hours. A national hotline has been set up so you can find out how to get your free bottle. The number is 1-800-500-4452. Free bottles will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Why the excitement over Apitrim? Because it contains an amazing all-natural ingredient that's been shown to help control hunger safely. In a clinical study, 100% of participants who used Apitrim as directed lost weight or inches without changing their diet or adding exercise. Current supplies are limited, so consumers who don't call in the next 48 hours may have to wait until more Apitrim is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
All right. I want to take some phone calls, but if you can, please hold through news. Anthony, I know you've been there for a while. Debbie as well. And David and Berthoud. Just ran a little late with Michael Spear, but he had some good information out there. So if you can stand through news, I will get you in the first segment. Don't go anywhere. We're at 303-713-7600. More of your phone calls coming up on MJ next after CBS News. Oh, we still got time. I thought it was a 58:30. That's okay. This happens in radio. Actually got another 40 seconds, but let's just go ahead and I don't have time to take a phone call, but I will read a couple or one instant message anyway. Michael was acquitted on the criminal charge, but he settled the civil trial for $20 million. Would you give away $20 million if you weren't guilty? Personally, I think his behavior is in a gray area. I don't think that he had sex with a child, but in an attempt to relieve the childhood that he never had, he probably crossed the line into inappropriate behavior. If you let a child see him naked or touch a kid during some kind of tickle fight, those are still crimes. I agree. It's a documented fact that he slept in the same bed with other people's kids. Pat. Thank you, Pat. I agree with you that that is, you know, if any of that stuff happened, that would be inappropriate. But none of that has ever been upheld in a court of law. 303-713-7600. All your phone calls next. Thanks for sticking with me.
Now there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net. Live streaming courtesy of Pianos and Pianos. AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net. Stay connected. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. But is that all that's in your water? CBS's Bob Fuss tells us Congress hopes to find out at a hearing that begins a few minutes from now.
Americans drink an enormous amount of bottled water, billions of bottles every year. And while there is strict federal regulation of the water that comes out of your tap, you generally can't find out where the water in those plastic bottles comes from or what's in it. Several disturbing reports will be released at a congressional hearing today, answering those questions and focusing on whether tougher regulation of bottled water is needed.
Tom Laurier with the International Bottled Water Association says the companies he represents would have no problem with that.
Any recommendations we make to the FDA will be to toughen regulations for every company.
The International Monetary Fund says the global economy is starting to pull out of a recession, but the recovery is going to be painfully slow. A draft statement on the world economy has leaked out at the G8 summit in L'Aquila, Italy. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto.
The document shows these leaders of the major industrialized nations are having a tough time devising a stimulus exit strategy. They pledge to continue to take steps to strengthen the global economy, calling the outlook uncertain. President Obama arrived here still not ruling out a second major stimulus package for the U.S.
It was launched on the 4th of July weekend, an attack on the United States, a cyber attack.
The attacks shut down websites at the Treasury Department, the Secret Service, and other U.S. agencies. South Korean government sites also came under assault. Seoul blames North Korea. Cybercrime expert Andy Purdy calls this non-conventional warfare.
It makes it an even more difficult area to respond to appropriately than, say, a missile launch, which is a more open and obvious thing that you know who's behind it.
One thing does appear certain. The same cyber attackers were behind both assaults. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
A Senate committee is about to hear how investigators were able to sneak bomb-making materials inside 10 federal buildings. CBS News Homeland Security consultant Paul Kurtz says the answer is better equipment and increased vigilance.
You have to use technology and surveillance technologies to understand what's going on inside the building, and you need heads-up security personnel that can walk the halls, so to speak, that could move around.
An attack that was believed to be carried out by U.S. drones has wounded a top Taliban leader in Pakistan's troubled Swat Valley, terrorism expert M.J. Gohil.
He has been very much the driving force for the Taliban. He's very closely linked to the Taliban in Afghanistan, would be seen in Washington as a success, but unfortunately, he can't be easily replaced.
Google wants a piece of Microsoft's action. CBS News and CNET technology consultant Larry Maggott says Google's coming out with a new computer operating system.
This is a frontal assault on Microsoft. Google has already gone after Microsoft with some applications in a browser, and now it's going after Microsoft's operating system business.
In early trading, the Dow's up 29 points. This is CBS News.
The way engines look nowadays, you feel like you need a physics degree just to give your car a tune-up. Well, you don't. Advance Auto Parts makes it easy. The pros there can walk you through the whole process, and you can get great deals like Autolite Platinum spark plugs for $1.99 each and two 20-ounce bottles of Chevron ProGuard fuel injector cleaner for $10. So now you know where to go for great deals and how to get the help you need to do it yourself. That, my friends, is higher learning. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Peter Baruch, Senior Compliance Director for the Business Software Alliance.
Your boss wouldn't walk into a store and steal software off the shelf, but your boss may order you or another employee to copy software illegally. Either way, it's stealing. Report software piracy. It's the right thing to do.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A professional blow for former CU professor Ward Churchill. A judge has ruled the university does not have to reinstate Churchill to the classroom. Chancellor Phil DiStefano.
Reinforces the notion of faculty taking control of academic standards, setting academic standards.
Churchill attorney David Lane says the judge ignored a jury's April decision, which found Churchill was wrongly fired. Lane says Churchill will appeal. A Northern Colorado theater teacher has been charged with sexual misconduct for allegedly secretly videotaping young men as they used his toilet. The wireless camera was hidden in an alarm clock on the back of the toilet in the home of 63-year-old Vance Fulkerson. Greeley police say video fed into a TV in Fulkerson's bedroom. The Denver Post reports the 18-year UNC professor has been placed on administrative leave. And Boulder police and deputies had their hands full last night with run-ins with bears. The Daily Camera reports two bears went inside homes and garages. One munched on fruit for 20 minutes in a kitchen on Seven Hills Drive. A mama bear and her cubs in a garage on Sunshine Canyon were scared away by gunfire. And a third chowed down on dog food on Flagstaff Drive. Sports: after a 20-year career, Avs center Joe Sakic set to retire, and the Rockies beat the Nationals 5-4. They go for the sweep this afternoon at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Westbound 36 really loading up as you're making your way on that approach to Sheridan. We're also seeing delays southbound I-25 downtown, as well as for northbounders on I-25, just as you're getting past DU and making your way towards Alameda. Surface street accident just coming in, 16th in Quebec. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot, sunny day with a high of almost 96 degrees, currently already 70. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shaw Mini, featuring the Mini Cooper with a starting price of just $19,200. Now available with special 1.9% APR financing through July 31st. Learn more at RalphShopMini.com. That's RalphShopMini.com.
The National League has been singing the All-Star Blues for the past 12 seasons. Can St. Louis slugger Albert Pujols change their tune? Or will the American League...
It's too hot to eat in the kitchen. You're probably having a lot of family barbecues this summer like we are. Whether you need a few pieces or a whole patio furniture setup, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. From wrought iron and granite or tile top tables to outdoor fire pits to the super comfortable deep seating furniture. The season's far from over, so Freehoff's is celebrating over 5,000 pieces in stock ready for immediate delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
This is the J. Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7 minutes after 8 o'clock, I want to thank everybody for hanging through news. They want us to talk to me about this Michael Jackson memorial service yesterday. If you just want to give me your observations on it, I was extremely moved. We've also been talking about this story with New York Congressman Peter King. Slams Michael Jackson. A day after posting a YouTube video labeling Michael Jackson a pervert and a child molester, he has gone even further in an interview. In his New York office, the Long Island Republican took aim at a call by the Reverend Al Sharpton that Jackson's memory be commemorated on a postage stamp. I will certainly oppose the stamp for Michael Jackson, King told PIX News. He's also opposing this resolution being thrown out there by Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, House Resolution 600, that would forever honor the late pop star. So my simple question at 303-713-7600, you for or against this resolution? Do you think we're glorifying a pedophile? Or do you think we're glorifying a pop star and maybe somebody that was misunderstood? And I'll just read one more instant message before I get to the phones at 303-713-7600. This comes from Marsha. John, I agree with you. I never thought he was a pedophile. They never found anything on his computer, magazines either, but I did think he was a very sad person. I do believe he loved children, but not in a sexual sense. He never had a childhood and was constantly under stress to perform and be perfect. This is a lot on a child. No wonder he became so different and strange to us. I cannot believe Brooke Shields would support a pedophile. She was truly upset. I listened to the memorial yesterday, and I was quite moved also. I did not think it was a show. I felt it was a memorial. They did not sell tickets. I say let Jackson go in peace, and he did great works on this earth, much more than most of us can ever do combined. I believe he really meant it, too. 303-713-7600, your take on this issue. It's a great debate going on Facebook between friends of mine are attacking each other. You know, some say, hey, we shouldn't be glorifying a pedophile. Others like, you know, he's dead. Let him go in peace. He never was convicted of anything. Where do you land on this debate? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Anthony in Boulder. Debbie, you're next. Don't go anywhere then. David. What's up, Anthony?
Yeah, hello, sir.
Yo.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for hanging, man.
Appreciate it. Well, I come down in some general. I'm fairly close in age to Michael, and I think a lot of us who are, you know, either on either side of 50, pretty much have had Michael Jackson as part of your life, you know, all along. I think the issue is really perspective. Michael Jackson has been a child star and has been in the limelight and popularized at least through the early 90s. And, you know, with that, you know, comes incredible power and incredible wealth that he amassed.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to the old adage, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. I think, you know, he suffered from that. Do I think that he conducted an inappropriate behavior? I do. Do I think that he was a pedophile? I don't know. I probably not. But I would say that a person who never hears no for quite a while in their life begins to see the world in a whole different complex. You know, we say, well, you know, we just didn't understand them. Well, how could you understand somebody who never hears no? And I think Michael Jackson...
Well, you know what? In all fairness, I don't think from reports I've read, it seemed like he was trying to raise a pretty normal family. He made his kids do dishes and clean their room and stuff. And, you know, I don't necessarily think that he was never told no. Well, I think, you know, in the sense of the kids, and me and Eric were discussing this in the break, my producer, that maybe he just liked to be around kids. You know, lost most of his childhood. Maybe he just enjoyed being around kids, and there was nothing sexual about it.
I don't know, and I don't really think it's an issue that really is germane to the topic. I think it's this culture that we have, and especially in the United States, but we see it more and more because the United States has become such a dominant player of cultures all over the world, is that we just have this unbelievable idolization and this fascination with celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And we see people trying to gain celebrity any which way that they can. Mike gained his through the innovation and everything that he did as growing up as a child and being who he was. I mean, he was one of a kind. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, just like Elvis or, you know, any of the great, you know, icons of entertainment, you know, he's going to be forever placed in that, which, you know, to his credit, I think that, you know, as he became, you know, further along and his career did start to wane a little bit after, you know, after the early 90s. And I think, you know, he kind of secluded himself and kind of reclused back into a shell and kind of a safety point that he had. But again, you know, he had gotten himself into incredible debt. I mean, to go into debt of $500 million, you know, after all the money that he makes anyway, just tells me a person who really has lost perspective with the world. And, you know, he moved to Dubai, which is kind of a bizarre place in its own right. And it just...
Well, we have businesses moving to Dubai every day.
I know, and there's a lot of reasons for them, and it's usually businesses that, you know, are trading and doing things we would consider a lot worse than, you know, pedophilia, for sure. But I think...
I don't know. I think that's probably the worst thing there is.
Well, I think, you know, being...
Not convicted of
manufacturing, it. No, and I'm not saying, you know, that he's a pedophile. I think what I'm saying is that we have this, you know, this absorption of slay and this idolization that sends people into a different world, and definitely one that he existed in. I think the congressman in New York is trying to gain his celebrity by kicking on Michael.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead and gone. I think, you know, making a resolution to honor him forever and ever. I'm not really sure what that means.
So you don't care? Are you for it or against it?
I'm not sure if I understand it. I'm not yet. Is it Michael Jackson Day, or do we put...
No, it's not Michael Jackson Day. It's just, you know, it's not, it's really nothing. They do this for all kinds of people that
then I guess I'm okay with it. I'm okay, with them printing a stamp if the money for the stamp will help the post office if pay for all the security that L.A. had to take on yesterday for this episode. I mean, here's a city that's broke, and now they're having to hoist, you know, a couple thousand guys out there to keep track.
Yeah, how many police officers you used yesterday in L.A.?
Yeah, I think that's part of the issue that it's this.
No, I understand where you're coming from.
Issue that I think this.
Yeah, we hold him above. Yeah, and, yeah, I'm with you.
But he's dead and gone, and now everybody can resort back to that memory of.
Yeah, now we go back to healthcare debates and talking about the wars, right?
Yeah,
even though it's depressing. All right, man. Hey, thanks a ton for the phone call. I got to get another one in here, Anthony.
Take care.
All right, take care, buddy. 303-713-7600. Got an open line here. John Turk in for Jay Marvin on AM 760. Debbie on a cell phone. Hey, Debbie. Thanks for hanging through news.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
Hey, the instant message you read, you could pretty much read it again, and that was what I had to say. I don't think that he was a pedophile. I think he was a person who was ageless.
Mm-hmm.
From the time he stepped foot on stage, and even it's hard for me to believe he was even 50. I know a creep when I see one, and he wasn't a creep. He was just different. I don't know what forever honoring him is, but I actually have videotape of him, and that's old. So
right.
Said, you know, I love the guy. I listened to it on.
Well, basically, all this resolution does is. Basically calls him an American icon,
yeah.
American legend, musical icon, and world humanitarian. And he was, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, if they can have a statue of Hans Christian Andersen in Copenhagen, then they should have a statue of Michael in front of the Apollo Theater.
Right. All right, Debbie, anything else? What'd you think in general of the memorial service? I thought it was great. What about you?
I listened to it, and I was really... wishing I could just...
Did you listen to it here on AM 760?
Yes.
All right, good. Yeah, I think, you know, I got to see it, but I think listening to it was just as powerful.
It was very powerful. I usually turn my talk radio off when everybody comes into work, but I left it on yesterday.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for hanging on for me. I appreciate it. I know you've been here for a while.
No problem.
All right, call me again, Debbie.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. 303-713-7600, David and Berthod. Hey, David. John and Centennial, you're next. Hang on, buddy. And I'm coming to Brenda as well. Hey, David.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, my father was a high-level politician, and I used to sit in Congress and watch these kinds of things be, you know, done all the time. And
resolutions for honoring a dead icon or hero.
For left-handed card players or whatever it happens
right.
to be. You know? And I personally think there's much more interesting things for our politicians to be doing than this kind of stuff.
Yeah, what is Peter? Well, that's another question.
Yeah,
but I don't think a whole lot of time was spent on it, you know,
no,
or money or resources.
Either, but you know, it's just a way of you know, placating the public in certain ways and acting like you care. And I'm not saying the man wasn't without talent or anything like that. I just think it's probably not the venue that's going to occur in, that the music industry ought to step up and do its tribute to him. And I don't really think a government needs to fawn over entertainers. You know, I mean, that's the job.
No, when I saw it, when I was watching the thing come down live and Sheila Jackson Lee, the congresswoman, came on and said that, I was like, there's what I got to talk about tomorrow. I know that's going to be a good talking point.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not a legitimate subject.
Either. No, I know.
Yeah, the other thing I was thinking...
But, yeah, it's kind of strange. You know, I was like, okay, now we have politicians getting into this thing. Now it's getting...
It doesn't make any sense. But,
okay. So you're for or against the resolution? It sounds like you're against the resolution.
I'm probably against it.
Okay.
I'd be against it for Elvis. They didn't get one for Jimi Hendrix. They didn't get one for Stevie Ray Vaughan or...
Yeah, Jerry Garcia.
Yeah, or Jerry Garcia. You know, another point that I want to bring up, though, and maybe this applies and maybe it doesn't, is that, you know, here's a sad individual who grew up in a fairly... strict religious household with a lot of pressure put on him to be sort of, if you will, a savior, a do-gooder, you know, kind of a Jesus Christ kind of issue. And, you know, much like young men that are groomed to become Catholic priests, their lives get derailed, you know. Now, his life got derailed for lots of other reasons, too. But if you're told you're there to save the world and you're to save souls and you're to help poor and the needy and all this when you're a young kid. What often happens is, and psychologists confirm this, is that you sort of put your normal adolescent development on hold.
Yeah.
And then as an adult, you know, when you get stressed out or you reach a crisis point in your life, you kind of unconsciously go back to that day or those times when your normal development was shut off and you acted out with other people. I have no idea if the man was a pedophile. I have no idea. I mean, just like I have no idea what your sexuality is, unless you tell me what I want,
right,
which I don't want to do, I'm not going to know. And it's a shame that we put these kinds of pressures on young people. I mean, if you think about all...
And Brooke Shields really broke that down yesterday in the memorial service about how they were both kind of raised under similar situations.
You know, you think about...
And that they like to act like kids.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you look at young entertainers and how many of them come out the other side of it looking like normal adults. And
maybe he just enjoyed making kids happy. Maybe that's a way we can look at this thing.
Maybe
there was no fondling, no foul play, you know, no molestation. Maybe he just enjoyed being around kids and around the laughter and just, you know, being able to kind of live free. You know what I'm saying?
Look what's happened to society, though. I mean, if an old man goes to the park because he loves children and he...
Well, then what do you say about people that want to be kindergarten teachers or preschool teachers?
I know. And, we've become so heightened. Our awareness is so heightened about inappropriate touching, inappropriate behavior. I mean, I'm actually nervous when I go to the park to strike up a conversation with a small one. I'm with my granddaughter. You know,
because people will be like, hey, don't talk to my kid. What are you, some kind of sex pervert?
Yeah.
No, I know what you're saying, man.
Well, the world's weird on both halves of this thing, you know? It really is.
Hey, great thoughts, man. Really love the comments, David.
Have a great night.
All right, you too, man. 303-713-7600, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, moving through the show. Open lines on Michael Chin's memorial service. We're kind of gauging your temperature on whether or not you think that he is, this resolution to honor him should go through or not. Do you think that maybe America's glorifying a pedophile? 303-713-7600. Got a few calls hanging on, one open one, and I want to take all your calls here after this short timeout. Todd Parker caught up on traffic.
The drive is you're getting between Denver and Boulder.
The Northeast Interstate is quiet right now.
All of the things you expect from this radio station, traffic, free music, support for community events and causes, are in danger. If Congress passes the performance tax, go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell your congressman to just say no to the performance tax and support the Local Radio Freedom Act. A message from this station and the NAB.
Brakes are the most critical safety system on your vehicle. Squealing, grinding, or a squishy brake pedal are warning signs that your brake system needs service. Don't take chances with your brakes. Head to your local Napa Auto Parts store where you'll find great deals on quality brake products you know you can count on. And right now, you can get Valvoline Brake Cleaner and Valvoline Synthetic Brake Fluid for just $2.49 each.
Napa.
Get the good stuff!
This summer, Comcast presents Ben Stein and Shaquille O'Neal in Locked and Loaded.
Ben, would you please keep up?
I'm sorry, Shaq. I had my horse in reverse.
We got to let them know about Comcast's Locked and Loaded HD Triple Play offer.
And this really is a fantastic offer. Just $99 a month when you lock in for 2 years. That is big savings.
And the package is loaded. You get faster internet, unlimited nationwide calling, and free HD. And if that wasn't enough, it includes HBO.
You also get $100 cash back and a free HD DVR for 6 months. I feel like we've been riding forever.
Nah, it's only been about 30 seconds.
Oh.
The new Comcast HD Triple Play offer. With HBO included, a free HD DVR for 6 months and $100 cash back. All for only $99 a month for 2 years. But hurry, this offer ends July 12th. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Restrictions apply. Minimum term contract and early termination fee apply. Regular rates apply after promo. Equipment installation, taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra. Cashback requires activation within 30 days and account in good standing.
At 1-800-500-4235. 1-800-500-4235. That's 1-800-500-4235.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
We Americans believe everyone should play by the rules. But what if your broker doesn't? That's when you turn to the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Empowered by the federal government, we're here to protect investors from fraud and bad practices. Last year, we barred hundreds of brokers from the industry and returned more than $1 billion to investors. To learn more, visit the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority at FINRAProtects.org.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz mornings at 10.
Not brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Michael was one of a kind. I'm thinking back to when we met and the many times that we spent together. And whenever we were out together and there would be a picture taken, there would be a caption of some kind. And the caption usually said something like an odd couple or an unlikely pair. But to us, it was the most natural and easiest of friendships. I was 13 when we met, and from that day on, our friendship grew. Michael always knew that he could count on me to support him or be his date.
That's Brooke Shields from yesterday's memorial service, the Michael Jackson memorial service, so I'm taking your opinions here. New York Congressman Peter King slams Michael Jackson, and the day before the funeral, he had a YouTube video basically calling him a pervert and a child molester and a pedophile. Meanwhile, you have Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee introducing House Resolution 600, which would forever honor the late pop star. And this is done frequently with people that die, as David said. 303-713-7600, do you feel that maybe America is glorifying a pedophile? We'd like to get your take on that one. John in Centennial. Hey, John.
Good morning, sir.
Thank you for holding on, man. I know it's been a while.
Not a problem. I can certainly relate to the last caller. When my wife was pregnant, I went to a shopping mall over the Christmas season, and I was mesmerized by the kids sitting there in Santa's lap, and I stopped for a second and thought, you know, I wonder what these people are thinking of me. I'm sitting here without a child, and I'm staring at all these other kids, and it was a wonderful moment for me.
Right.
Anticipating seeing my child that hadn't been born yet, going through that process. So I'm certainly sensitive to that. However.
Yeah, I think men can have strange feelings when they're surrounded by a bunch of kids, even if, you know, they have no sexual intentions.
Exactly.
However, you know, it's odd going into a public, you know, like an elementary school as a dad without a kid.
But I never took my infant son and dangled him over the edge of a balcony.
That's very true, and that hasn't been brought up yet this morning.
Whatever else you may say about the criminal trial, he was acquitted. That means that the DA couldn't prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt. Doesn't mean he didn't do it. But, you know, put that aside, he was never charged with, you know, child endangerment, and he probably should have been.
You know, that's a good point. That was one of the most bizarre things I think I ever saw. Adam Michael Jackson.
If you were going to pick another word other than talented to describe Michael Jackson, I think bizarre would be high on the list.
Yeah? But what's bizarre to you and what's bizarre to me may be two totally different things, you know?
Well.
But hanging a child over a balcony ledge is not normal behavior.
Anyone's going to argue with that one.
No. No, and I'm glad you brought it up. Because, you know, he probably could have been charged with child endangerment.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of any of those resolutions. I think that an individual one doesn't take up much time. Collectively, I think they take up a lot of time. And I think that it's, you know, Congress has got better things
to work on.
But in this particular case, I would be more against it
than for it. I'm marking you down against it. And guess what the tally is right now? Six against, five, four, and two don't care. So it's a pretty good debate. You know, it seems like it's almost 50-50 right now.
My prediction is that it will come out in favor by the end of your show.
I don't think so. I think I'm going to lose this battle.
Okay.
But, no, John, I appreciate you hanging on to talk to me, man.
Take care.
All right, take care, buddy. 303-713-7600. Susan in Denver. You're on the Jay Marvin Show with John Turk. Hey, Susan.
Hi, John. First-time caller, a long-time listener.
Oh, thank you for calling.
I was really moved by the whole memorial yesterday. I thought it was very classy.
How many times you cry, Susan, if you want to be honest with me?
Oh, a few.
Yep.
A few. I grew, you know, I'm right about the same age, 1 year younger than Michael. And, you know, I just, I feel like I grew up with him.
So do I. And I'm, you know, I'm only 35.
Yeah. And.
But I feel like he was part of my life ever since I was about 7, 8 years old.
Right. Yeah, me too. That was some of my first 45 records were the Jackson 5. And I always just enjoyed all of their music. And then when Michael broke out on his own, I really thought he was a great superstar.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree with the congresswoman who is proposing this.
So you're for the resolution?
I'm for the resolution.
Okay.
Because all in all, for as many superstars that are out there that make the kind of money that Michael Jackson made, and I don't know if anybody's made the kind of money he made, but
I bet Madonna's gotten pretty close.
Yeah. And he, as much as he's given to charity, I think he has done more humanitarian work in this world than.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant brought it up yesterday.
Yeah.
He's given more to charity than any other pop star.
Any other pop star.
And that's a
history.
Fact. That's a
yeah,
fact.
That is a fact. And I just feel like, you know, as much as he was frivolous with his money, he was also very giving.
Well, people say that's a cover up for all of his misdeeds. You know,
I
come
on
now.
I don't think so.
Right.
I really don't think so.
I don't think I think he was honestly a person who genuinely cared.
Yeah.
About the plight of the world and plight of children
mm-hmm.
in particular.
Yeah. And also, I have to disagree. There's been a few callers that have mentioned what it cost the city of L.A. What about what it's brought into the city of L.A.?
Yeah, how much money was infused into L.A.
Exactly.
Via, you know, the airport and all the hotels.
Hotels, restaurants.
And cabs.
And
yeah, I mean, you think about it, it was probably a net gain for the state of California.
I think so, too.
Or the city of Los Angeles.
For them to sit there and cry about, oh, well, we had to use so many police officers for this. Well, they didn't think about the other side as to how much that brought into their economy. You know, that was a major event. And
yeah, it sure was.
For even the people that were there, you think about how many people didn't get in.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there's about 200,000 people out there, and I think
right.
only like 10,000-15,000 got in.
Got in. So that's a big net gain for that city.
Yeah, it sure is. And they were all spending money in L.A. yesterday.
Exactly. Exactly. So for people to be crying about, you know, that it costs the police department a little bit of money, well, you know, it's not like the Jackson family profited from that.
Yeah.
They didn't sell those tickets.
They didn't sell the tickets, and the scalpers that got a hold of them and sold them, I think you should go to hell.
Yeah, exactly. And I heard, though, that any time that they were coming up on eBay, they were being shut down right away.
Good.
That they weren't allowing those to be sold.
Yeah.
So,
I would have liked to have attended.
Well,
if I had the day off and I had some extra cash to fly out there, I would have loved to have been
there. I would
have,
too. It would have been the event of my lifetime,
yeah.
I believe. Yeah.
All right. Well, Susan, great call. Don't make this your last one, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon.
Uh-huh.
303-713-7600. Got to step aside. I know Jane's hanging there. So is Christy and Tina. Filling them up. Got an open line at 303-713-7600. Your calls and thoughts on Michael Jackson in the memorial service yesterday and some of the news that's coming out afterwards in this House Resolution 600, which would honor Michael Jackson forever as the late pop star. Peter King, congressman from New York, says, no way. He doesn't even want a Michael Jackson stamp. Are you kidding me? 303-713-7600, 833. And Todd Parker has our look at traffic.
If you're heading to Boulder, you're going to run into some delays on that approach to Sheridan as you're making your way towards Wadsworth. Southbound I-25 starting to loosen up a little bit downtown, but northbounders still kind of crunchy once you get past University, making your way towards 6th Avenue. As you're driving through that stretch, it's going to take you about 10 or 15 minutes. On the surface streets, crews are cleaning up that crash, 16th in Quebec. Outside the metro, speeds on I-25 to and through the Castle Rock area starting to improve as well. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one with a high in the mid-90s. Currently, mostly sunny skies, and it's already 72. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Mario, and today AM 760 is brought to you by Aldine Roofing and Renovations.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denver.bbb.org. That's denver.bbb.org.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand.
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now for the first time. Go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. That's Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. RSVP at solaripsdotcom/stapleton.
Again, if your home is over 20 years old, you need to call now.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers 303-423-1000.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about a dollar an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from IntelligentOffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Safe retirement question number 66. Want to know how to be 100% sure you won't outlive your money? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune in to the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
In recent health news, demand continues to soar for a fast-acting diet supplement. In fact, thousands of callers clog phone lines trying to get it. It's called Apitrim, and it's clinically shown to get remarkable results without dieting or adding exercise. The company is so confident people will get results that they're releasing free bottles of Apitrim for the next 48 hours. A national hotline has been set up so you can find out how to get your free bottle. The number is 1-800-500-4452. Free bottles will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Why the excitement over Apitrim? Because it contains an amazing all-natural ingredient that's been shown to help control hunger safely. In a clinical study, 100% of participants who used Apitrim as directed lost weight or inches without changing their diet or adding exercise. Current supplies are limited, so consumers who don't call in the next 48 hours may have to wait until more Apitrim is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
Hello? If your brain's not responding to the signals that you're full, you'll probably continue eating.
Come on, don't be that way.
Eating and eating some more. With Leptothen, you get the message. You are full.
Oh, finally.
Visit GoGetThin.com. That's GoGetThin.com. Or call 888-700-DIET. And for a limited time, buy two bottles of Leptothen and get one free.
But Michael was also a true humanitarian, who gave just as much offstage as he did on the stage. Michael and his family came from humble roots, and Michael always cared very deeply for those in need. And beyond all of his records that he broke as a recording artist, Michael even made the Guinness Book of World Records for most charities supported by a pop star.
You can't argue that fact, even though it came out of Kobe Bryant's mouth. It's probably about the only thing I've ever agreed with Kobe Bryant on. 303-713-7600, your take on the Michael Jackson Memorial Service and whether or not he should be forever memorialized or honored via this House Resolution 600. Representative Peter King from New York says no way, he doesn't even want a stamp. What do you say? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Christy in Denver. Christy, thanks for hanging on.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, that's you.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say I'm kind of, I don't know about the resolution.
So you don't care, or you worry which way you lean?
I don't really care about the resolution.
Okay.
I was very moved by the service yesterday, and I learned a couple things. Like, I didn't know that he had the Guinness World Record for giving.
Yeah.
And then when Sheila Jackson Lee talked about how he met with African presidents to talk about HIV.
He sure did.
Who knew that? I mean,
Nelson Mandela gave him flying colors.
No, I just think that there's a lot of things that we don't know that he did. And I think it's anachronistic to say that he did all of these, gave money to charities to cover up for his misdeeds, because his quote-unquote misdeeds didn't start until way after he had been famous and he had been given money. And I think, I'm not sure what he did with children, but I do get the feeling that he was a very, very compassionate person.
Yeah. You know, after watching yesterday and really thinking about, because when he first died, to be honest with you, and I made a joke of it yesterday, which was really stupid. I mean, one of the two things I regret the most that I've said on the show since I've been filling in. But, you know, I think maybe he just enjoyed being around kids and the laughter and kind of living like a young life, just because he never was able to when he was a kid. Basically, from when about he was like 6, 7 years old, he was, you know, thrown into pop stardom.
Mm-hmm. And what about Ryan White? Wasn't he really compassionate toward Ryan White and became his friend? And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm looking at the man, and, you know, because there was no conviction, I can't say that he was a pedophile. But I think the public perception is that he was a pedophile.
Yeah.
I believe a majority of the public believes that Michael Jackson molested children or, you know, had sexual relations with children.
We will never know.
And I don't, you know, I hope to, you know, I would stand by what Brooke Shields said. And if, you know, if they were so tight, I believe that she might know what was, you know, if she had an inkling of that he was having illegal contact with kids, she wouldn't stand by his side.
Probably not. I just feel like, he did a lot of good things, and I learned a lot yesterday about more things that he did.
I did, too. And you've been learning, you know, the media coverage is not going to stop. Now it's all going to concentrate on the custody battle. And, you know, his kids, he's got some gorgeous kids. I mean, his kids are really, really cute.
Really, and I just feel like...
I mean, his daughter, did you watch it yesterday, Christy, the whole thing?
I did.
Did you lose it when his daughter talked at the end?
I did, and you know what's another time I lost it? When Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter and son spoke.
Uh-huh.
Spoke about how he had called Coretta Scott King and when she was sick.
Yeah.
That was another killing moment.
Yeah, I lost it too when Usher was singing to his casket. That was another moving point for me. But Christy, you're awesome. Thanks for playing on this one.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a great day. 303-713-7600. Tina in Denver, you're on with John Turk on the J. Marvin Show. Hey, Tina.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. You?
Good, thank you.
Good.
I'll just make this real quick, but if I had any inclination anybody had molested my kid or, you know, did anything that was out of the norm,
uh-huh,
I wouldn't settle for any kind of money out of the world. You know what I mean? I would.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah,
would $20 million be worth you just shutting up if your kid was molested? I don't think so.
Negative. So that's kind of where I believe. You know, I wasn't a real big fan, but I wasn't a hater by any means. I didn't have any of their CDs. But if you listen to his music, he talks about nothing but peace and love and, you know, let's get together. And
positive message.
That was just lately. You know, I've read that into listening to his music, but I think it was strictly extortion, and he tried to live his childhood through all these kids that were less fortunate by bringing them to his ranch. And
that's what I'm starting to think, that he just loved being around kids. That's
yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there's people out there that are just ignorant. And
I'm getting emails, though, that people think I'm crazy because I just think he likes to hang out with kids.
No, you're not crazy. They're crazy.
Are you for or against the resolution?
I'm definitely for it.
Okay. We got 7-4, 6 against, and 3 that don't care right now.
All right. Right on.
Hey, thanks a lot for hanging on, Tina. I appreciate it. Anything else? What was your favorite part of the memorial yesterday?
When the little girl called him daddy, I lost it.
Totally.
I was at work live streaming it, and I said, oh, geez, I hope nobody comes into my area.
I know. I wish my wife wasn't sitting next to me when that happened. But she always is when I cry. Huh?
Oh,
go
yeah.
figure.
Well, that's good.
All right, Tina, have a great day.
All right. You
Thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Chris, hang on. I'm coming to you next. Jane in Westminster's first up, though. Jane, you're on AM 760 with John Turk.
Good morning, John. How
good
are you?
I'm great. You?
Good. And I did watch the memorial. I had asked Bob to tape it. I wasn't sure if I was going to watch it. But then we sat there and watched and boo-hooed. So,
Did you watch the entire, like, 2.5 hours?
From start to front.
Yeah, I couldn't pull myself away from it.
Yeah, and I had wanted to see it initially. I thought, well, I bet there's going to be some good music, you know, and then, you know, just seeing
Stevie Wonder was great.
Everybody, you know, it was just...
And the John Mayer version of Human Nature was unbelievable.
Yeah, and then when the choir kind of started picking up and just singing softly behind me, there's so many nuances. I have several things that have just kind of passed through my head.
Yeah, what are they?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, based on Martin Brashear's reports, you know, he was kind of experiencing a pretty restrictive, repressed experience as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have the opportunity to experience joy, and that's, I think, what Brooke Shields was talking about, you know, that kind of back and forth all business and then an opportunity to simply be childish and joyful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad they had each other because I think that must have been really important to both of them. And then another thing, the song that always was really moving to me was Man in the Mirror, and just, you know, kind of his attempt to perfect himself. I mean, I'm sure it was, you know, he was talking about himself in that song. He wasn't...
Oh, yeah, I take that song as a biography almost.
Yeah, you know, and it always was painful for me that he was never satisfied with his exterior. And, I wondered, you know, about that repressive background, if that maybe just, you know, kind of formed his desire to change his outward appearance.
Some reports say, yeah, he's just trying not to look like his dad.
Okay, well, yeah, I hadn't really thought about that. And, I enjoyed, you know, the fact that, you know, Brooke Shields expressed a lot of memories about him. And Queen Latifah, you know, her experience, you know, probably not knowing him personally, but as a child, what it meant to her, you know, and just hearing him. And she talked about her brother and herself, you know, dancing to the music. And, you know, it was a joyful kind of music all the time. And, you know, of course, Bob has told you, you know, his aunt died, and we went back to Aunt Helen's funeral just recently. And just a huge throng of people came through, and I was talking to a woman in there, and she was expressing how 20 years ago when Aunt Helen was still working, this woman was new, and she said she would come to me every day and say something nice, you know, just how she included me. And 20 years later, she said, I had to come and, you know, just pay my respects. You know, and that's moving. You know, I asked Peter King, what will people remember about you?
I don't even know what he's done before this. I've never heard, you know, maybe I've heard his name bannered about, but I've never heard really anything about him, what he's done. What good has he done for society?
Well, and even at the personal level, people, you know, like your friends and neighbors, maybe we should all ask ourselves, you know, this. Would people overcome their shyness and get up and speak about you at a service? You know, would they make that effort? Would they take off work to come and see you? Have you done anything kind to anyone that would merit someone going out of their way and doing that? And, you know, I guess my last thought is, you know, my mom passed away a year ago, and just, you know how old she was and stuff. But anyway, she wanted to be buried back in Kentucky, so obviously her funeral wasn't within a couple of days. You have to go through a mortician and prepare for a flight and go back, and Bob and I drove. And what that gave me time to do was reflect and kind of remember things about her. And, you know, the last year or so had been difficult, you know, when she was ill and, you know, she had, you know, maybe not been in her right mind and things got contentious. But, you know, I guess what I'm saying is that sometimes, you know, people are in a place where some of their memories wouldn't be so great, but a lifetime of experience, what are the day-to-day things that make you glad they were alive and glad you had a chance to meet them?
Yeah. You know, when I'm thinking about Michael Jackson, I'm picturing the Thriller video and him doing the moonwalk. I'm not picturing him dangling the kid over the balcony or his, you know, his altered face.
Well, you know, I've done enough dumb stuff in my life. If that's the only thing people can think about me, you know, then that's they own that. But, you know, hopefully they can, you know, and myself or Michael Jackson or you, you know, and just like for you and Stacy, I think about, gee, I hope, you know, and I believe this about you, is that you're going to be able to raise your kids to where they can be introspective, you know, and question themselves, but still have enough sense of self and satisfaction that they're trying to be better if they're not perfected yet, but they're not so...
All right, now, you know, I can be hard on my kids.
Well,
I'm going to admit I'm one of the world's most impatient people. And, you know, it's tough having a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 4-year-old in the house. But my wife is a great model of patience. So I try to learn from her. But, yeah, as I'm trying to raise my kids to kind of be independent and to be introspective, like you said.
I like it, but, you know, but not be so critical of yourself that you
can't
function. And I think sometimes that's what happened to Michael. And, you know, and somebody mentioned something, too, about him going to the Walter Reed Memorial Hospital and spending time with amputees and his just absolute compassion. You know, and for a lot of people say, oh, I couldn't do that. You know, they look at themselves, it would be too painful for them to do it. But, I mean, and he thanked folks for their service and their sacrifice. And I'm sure, you know, just by observation of him, you know, that they realized that he meant it. It wasn't a publicity stunt. It was just true compassion. And, you know, those are the kind of things, you know, people putting themselves out and doing things they're uncomfortable with that really impress me.
Yeah. I'm with you, Jane. So I'm going to take it as you're for the resolution.
Yeah, I'm willing to do that.
I mean, you're willing to put him on a stamp and maybe make a resolution honoring him as an American idol or an American icon?
You know, and I don't like idolatry, but at the same time, I'm willing to recognize and memorialize people because I do think he's had an effect on people.
He has.
And that's demonstrated by the people that came there around the world, the different things, his poetry. And I believe a lot of his music was poetry. I think it did touch people, and it kind of resonated, and people feel a loss.
Excellent call, Jane, always.
Thank you.
Tell Bob, hey, take care of that garden of yours, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right,
bye.
Thanks. Let's go to Chris in Denver. Chris, you met MJ?
Yes. It's difficult to talk about. I'm 41. I grew up in Maryland, and in 1983, my mother wrote a letter to Frank DeLeo because I was a pretty big fan, and actually got an autograph and a letter back from Michael, and my mother called to thank them, and at the time Frank had a receptionist named Diana Douglas, and she answered the phone, and my mother was thanking her, and I was in the background all excited, and Michael just happened to be in the office, and my mother ended up talking to Michael. To make a very, very long story short, we were flown out to Havenhurst. This is long before Neverland.
Right.
But there were animals and things like that. And we spent 3 days there.
This is after Thriller, but before Neverland, right?
Yeah, Thriller was released in 1982.
Okay.
And then we spent 3 days there, and it was amazing. And my mother stayed in touch with Catherine until shortly before my own mother passed. Their family is very amazing.
What I saw yesterday.
There's some sad parts to their family. I think in the past decade or so, Michael probably hadn't been as close to his brothers. But I think that what's important for people to understand, as someone who was a child and who did spend time with Michael Jackson, was not only was your time with Michael special, but he stayed in contact with you. You know, all through the 80s and through the beginning of the 90s until the Geordie incident, you know, there was never a time that myself or my fiance or my friend or we weren't flown to some city and put up in a hotel and just taken care of. He was just genuinely a very good person. I think what's sad when people use the term pedophile is that it's unfortunate that the situation happened the way it did with Geordi and then with Gavin. And I think if people were to really dig a little bit deeper and do some research on the Internet, there were hundreds of children, boys and girls, just like myself, who spent time with Michael Jackson.
And said nothing ever strange happened.
Nothing.
Yeah. Like I said, I think he just enjoyed being around the presence of kids.
Well,
he missed most of his childhood. And maybe he was reliving it through, you know, surrounding himself with kids. And the Neverland idea, I mean, people looked at it like, oh, what a crazy idea. He's trying to get kids in here, and who knows what he wants to do with them. Maybe he just wanted to see him smile and laugh.
I don't think that was it. people always say he was trying to relive his childhood. In all of my experiences through the years, and the last time I actually had any contact with Michael was 1993.
Okay.
To be honest with you, Michael didn't trust anyone older. It wasn't he was trying to live.
Who's more, you know, nobody's going to be as genuine as a kid is. Who can you trust? You can trust a kid.
And he only trusted the kids that were around him. I mean, he would go for days and not speak to anybody but us. So.
Wow. Well, Chris, listen, man, I know it sounds like this has been a tough one for you.
Yes, it's really odd because I stopped talking about it after Jordy in 93 because I got teased so much.
Right.
But it's been an amazing experience, and, you know, you can say what you want, and I don't care what people say about Michael Jackson. I think it's like Stevie said, we might need him, but God obviously needed him more.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, thank you so much for sharing your story with us, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right, call me again.
Bye-bye.
Wow, 303-713-7600. Your thoughts next, Todd Parker in traffic.
This morning's commute starting to break loose. Southbounders on 225, looking better after that Parker curve up towards I-25. Things have also greatly improved for westbound drivers on 36 as you are trying to get to Boulder. We've seen significant delays on that approach to Sheridan. Now it looks like speeds are starting to pick up. They're looking to be in the 40s and 50s as you're making your way towards Wadsworth. C-470 also moving along at a better clip, traveling in the eastbound lanes from Broadway towards Quebec. I'm Todd Parker, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Goodyear has the tires for summer fun. Plus, get up to $100 by mail-in rebate when you buy 4 select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. Go to GoodyearTires.com or see your participating Goodyear retailer for complete details. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions apply.
On June 7th, Denver experienced one of the...
The Home Depot has new, lower prices on a wide selection of ceiling fans. There's a bunch under $100, including collections from Hampton Bay and Hunter. Stop in today and save twice, once when you buy your new fan and again when you cool off your summer electric bills. New lower prices on ceiling fans from under $100. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Prices valid in U.S. only.
How would you like to reduce your carbon footprint and get free electricity for a year? Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems same as cash financing. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 60%? Join independent power systems Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save even more when you go solar with your neighbors. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Go to solarips.com/stapleton to RSVP today for the solar community event. Or call 303-443-0115. Get free electricity for a year. Go solar with independent power systems. The Coors Field Solar Experts.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We are a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
She's laughing, but this one I'm not.
Okay, yeah, I want your honest opinion on this one.
Well, first of all, I wanted to talk about his beautiful daughter. And, you know, the words that he said about her, or said about him, you know, if you can aspire to have your daughter say that about you, that he was the best father ever, you can imagine, was so powerful, you know. And those weren't rehearsed words. Those were...
I don't think she was planning on talking. I think that was something that just happened naturally.
And she meant him dearly about her father. The thing is, with Michael Jackson, the allegations that have were levied about him, you know, our society can be so ugly at times. And, you know, I really, truly believe that he was not a pedophile. That
I do too. Now, I was convinced of that yesterday, I think.
Well, you know, you look at all the children that had been in his presence, including the celebrity presence, the
Steve, I got 30 seconds, man. I hate to be short, but
all the celebrity, you know, all the celebrities that have been with him, and no one ever came out and said, you know, that he did anything inappropriate. I just want to make a comment about that politician. You know, that man is ugly. The one that, you know, said all the bad things about him just recently.
Peter King, yep.
Yes, I think he's a very ugly man. You know, he was vindicated. You know, he got, can you imagine, you know, you can assassinate anybody with a false allegation in this country.
And maybe it has been an assassination of character for the last, you know, 10, 15 years. Steve, if you want to hang through news, if you got more to say, I'll throw you on hold. If not, I got to run.
All right, I'll let you go.
All right, Steve, call me again. I'll talk to you tomorrow the next day, brother. More of your phone calls. Starting to get emotional here at AM 760. What do you think? 303-713-7600.
Had no idea what to do. I was panicking.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Hi, this is Tom Harmon. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Ben Thornton, Denver, Boulder, on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. When millions of Americans want to quench their thirsts, they reach for a bottle of H2O. Today, lawmakers are taking a close look at how it compares with plain tap water. Live is Capitol Hill and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Americans spend billions of dollars on bottled water, in part, surveys show, because they believe it's safer, more pure, and healthier than water out of the tap. Today's hearing suggests that isn't necessarily so. Democrat Bart Stupak says federal rules to ensure tap water is safe are stricter than rules governing bottled water.
Certified laboratories must be used to test tap water, but bottled water has no similar requirement.
The committee was told most bottled water companies use terms like natural springs and aquifers instead of actually telling consumers exactly where their water comes from. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
President Obama is in Italy to take part in the Group of Eight summit. Climate change, one of the top agenda items. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports from the meeting site in L'Aquila.
A draft document indicates the G8 leaders here will likely fail to agree to a specific 50% cut in greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. Environmentalists were hoping for a commitment to that target to give a boost to the tough negotiations to develop a global climate change agreement by year's end. European nations are pushing for a declaration supporting a 3.6-degree global temperature rise limit. They see that as an important step. The White House has been refusing to support it.
South Korea blames its arch enemies in the north. Washington isn't pointing a finger, but both governments have agencies that have come under a coordinated cyber attack, or I should say coordinated cyber attacks this week. Since July 4th, researchers say 26 U.S. websites have been hit with denial of service attacks. Eddie Purdy, a former cybersecurity official with the Department of Homeland Security, says the U.S. would be within its rights to fight back.
The government that is the victim can take appropriate measures under international law to respond to, and that could be a counterstrike.
How porous is security of federal buildings? The GAO report says investigators were able to evade guards at 10 buildings. CBS News Homeland Security consultant Paul Kurtz says there are obvious problems with technology and building surveillance beyond the entrances.
The GAO was able to smuggle bomb-making components inside the facility, assemble those components, and then walk around inside that facility. That suggests that you have to think about what's going on inside the building as well.
The U.S. is stepping up the pressure on Taliban insurgents in the borderlands of southwestern Pakistan or northwestern Pakistan. Suspected drone missile attacks have left at least 28 people dead. And Pakistani officials claim the leader of the Taliban in the Swat Valley is among those who've been wounded. CBS News consultant Jerry Van Dyke says Maulana Fazlullah is a key religious figure.
He represents a very strong movement calling for Sharia, calling for Islamic law throughout northern part of Pakistan. He is opposed to anything Western.
This is CBS News.
Being Ready, a true story from Farmers Insurance. Will, a farmer's client.
Everything around the house was on fire.
Bart Baker, a farmer's agent.
2 or 3 weeks prior to the fire, we had a meeting to discuss the steps that you need to do to help save their home.
Fortunately, it all worked out. The house is saved.
Are you this ready? Get to know a farmer's agent today. For auto, home, business, or life insurance, visit farmers.com, because ready feels good.
Today, your heart will pump blood 12,000 miles. That's a trip from L.A. to Moscow and back. Your heart needs to be strong. Is your omega-3 fish oil strong enough? Probably not. New Cardiostat has over 1,000 milligrams of the essential heart-healthy omega-3 called EPA, 3 times more than other brands. Cardiostat's triple-strength formula is cardiologist-recommended, mercury-free, with no aftertaste. So where will your heart take you tomorrow? I'm Charles Osgood for Cardiostat. Find it in the blue box and be heart strong.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. If you total up the time spent in the car, metro area drivers spent nearly 2 days stuck in traffic in 2007. Denver sits in 13th in the nation for traffic delays. That according to an annual report from the Texas Transportation Institute. The worst? Los Angeles. A Denver judge won't make CU take Ward Churchill back, CU Regent Michael Kerrigan.
Seeing Judge Nave's well-reasoned, thoughtful decision shows that we are back in reality and we're back in fairness and justice and honesty.
The former CU professor says he'll appeal the decision. And Boulder police and deputies had their hands full last night. 3 reports of run-ins with bears. The Daily Camera reports 2 of the bears went inside homes and garages. One munched on fruit for 20 minutes in a kitchen on Seven Hills Drive. A mama bear and her cubs in a garage on Sunshine Canyon were scared away by gunfire. And a 3rd chowed down on dog food on Flagstaff Drive. Sports. After a 20-year career, Avs center Joe Sakic will hang up the skates, and the Rockies win game 2 of their series against the Nationals 5-4. They go for the sweep this afternoon at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're getting word of a late rollover accident. This is I-70 right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Actress Demi Moore has reportedly offered Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle close to $50,000 to sing at her and Ashton Kutcher's 4th wedding anniversary later this year. A source close to the couple has revealed that they think that Susan is absolutely brilliant and that she would eat Ashton alive if she got her hands on him.
It took the guys at Apple a while, but the iPhone finally has many of the functions you'd expect in a handset of this caliber. Fanboys, that's the name given to diehard Apple fanatics, had been screaming out for features such as cut and paste abilities, stereo Bluetooth audio, additional landscape keyboard functionality, laptop tethering capabilities, and more. Now, thanks to the new 3.0 software update, the fanboys are happy. For now.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
24 world-renowned chefs, each battling for the title Top Chef Master. Yes, Bravo's Top Chef has a spin-off show, and it's just as tasty as the original. This time, though, the chefs don't have to live together. They just have to cook together, against each other, navigating waters similar to those experienced by their less experienced Top Chef predecessors. These guys are pros, though, so it should all be smooth sailing, right?
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, Season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers, or network bosses, didn't want to change a thing.
Chris and John. I mean, I needed a cigarette there at the top of the hour. Pretty emotional there at the end of the 8 o'clock hour. 303-713-7600. I'm also getting in some messages saying, God, there's so much more important stuff to be talking about today. And, Andrew, I hear you. You know, I talked about many news items in the first hour. I brought up several local items and national news items. And guess what? I didn't have a single phone call You know, it's hard for me to sit here and have a discussion with myself. So, we're talking about Michael Jackson, but we're now in open topic. So if there's something else I haven't hit on, you're more than welcome to get in here and tell me about it. You want to talk about G8? Fine. You want to talk about health care? Go ahead. 303-713-7600. Let's take Kathleen in Denver. Hey, Kathleen.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm hanging in.
Good. Hey, listen, you know, I'm really glad you're talking about Michael Jackson because for many of us, many, many of us, he was an important figure, you know, and I don't think he was a pedophile. I think that I agree with the people that called just prior to myself, which is, you know, the media can be pretty ugly. And why, I want to know why I didn't know that he broke the Guinness Book of Records on donations, and why I didn't know that he sat down about AIDS. And the reason why we don't know is because the media concentrated on his trial, and we never heard the good stuff. And isn't that just so true? I mean, it just seems like these people who report are just so eager to tear people down when they're up. And so anyway, and I think we should do something for him. And Peter King, I don't feel anything about Peter King. I think he's ugly.
Yeah, you know, I mean, his comments before the funeral, and then he follows it up with even backing it. Doesn't even want Michael Jackson to have a stamp.
A stamp. You know, Al Sharpton was right, you know. I mean, Berry Gordy was right. This guy was the biggest entertainer on the planet. And, you know, maybe we are putting him on a pedestal, but I think it's a well-deserved pedestal. And the people who are complaining about it, I would just say, I don't know what you're complaining about. What, are you jealous? I mean, I don't get it. This person who donated more money than anybody in the world to charities, had a bad, go with this accusations of pedophilia. However, I think it was, even the lawyers are saying, you know, it was clear that it was money oriented, that Michael Jackson was a victim of extortion. And I really believe that, and particularly after what I saw yesterday, I can't believe that people, you know, won't just let this man rest in peace.
And that's where I'm at. And I was making jokes yesterday, which is really stupid of me, you know, on the day of his funeral. And then I watched the thing, and I'm taken aback by, you know, what I said and what some callers said. And so I've been asking the question, you know, if you think that a lot of folks out there in the public perception is that he's a pedophile. And after seeing that yesterday, I got to say, I don't think he's a pedophile.
Well, I'm really glad. That's why they did that public memorial. I mean, as I think it was, I don't know who it was, one of the family members said, maybe they'll leave you alone now, Michael. And I was really, really happy to hear Al Sharpton tell those children that there was, you know, there was nothing strange about your father, because they need to hear that.
Yeah, they sure do.
So I love the whole memorial. I had to record it and then watch it later in the evening, but I thought it
was... Yeah, I have it recorded and I didn't delete it. It's like, what do I, you know, it's like almost one of those things I want to put on DVD and hold on to.
Oh, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do, because I don't think the likes of Michael Jackson will ever be seen again, just because of the way the whole music industry is set up. Somebody that big, it's just, you know, it's not going to, it probably won't ever happen again.
Yeah. Hey, great call, Kathleen. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. This instant message coming in from Danny. Chris's call was the best. Brought tears to my eyes for all those people who think Michael was a child molester. Just ask them. To what do you base your allegations on? We have a trial where he was acquitted and an allegation that never came to light because of money. Believe it or not, if I was a celebrity like Michael, I would have two cases of suspected child abuse played in the media. They never happen, John. People will do anything for money. I'm just as hard on people as anyone. And I might be wrong, but I feel in my heart that Michael was different, but he was not a child molester. Thank you for that one, Danny. I really appreciate that. That's a good instant message. 303-713-7600. Going to talk to Mike in Highlands Ranch now. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good. I got a question for you. What percentage of low-income families would extort money in that situation, in your opinion?
Probably quite a few.
Huge. I mean, people extort money every day from every business in every city of this country. We have the most hateful media in the world. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So based on that,
great point. I mean,
super special guy. You know, he was definitely different than anybody we've ever met before. But he
maybe
gave,
they just saw
gave,
opportunity knocking.
He gave for the sake of giving rather than the sake of gain. So
I think so too. And he probably wouldn't be $500 million in debt if he gave so much of his money away, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, the rest of the world will idolize him. Why can't we?
I'm with you. So you're for the resolution?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What was your favorite part of the service yesterday?
You know, favorite part was just seeing all those icons. You know, Lionel Richie, you know, seeing him on stage. You know, he didn't sing something that I wanted to hear, but, man, it was super special seeing him at, you know, the cameras once again.
Yeah. And Stevie Wonder, man. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for holding for me, ma'am. We'll talk to you soon, Mike. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Derek in Arvada. Denny, hold on. You're next. I'm coming to you, but I'm just kind of going in the order that came in because everybody, it looks like everybody has a great call here. Hey, Derek.
Hello, hello, John.
Or Eric, what's up?
The only reason I knew it was me is I heard the...
Well, that's your cue.
Hey,
for you first-timers, if you hear the... That means you're on the air.
Listen, before anybody even considers or thinks for a second to say anything negative about, I believe it was Chris's call, a couple people right before the top of the hour.
Chris was the one who said he, you know, was able to meet MJ.
I would remind everybody about this. If this seems emotional, and it does, it is for very good reasons, but just think about this. This was a man who was basically loved throughout the world, and we are giving him what he's due. Think back a few years ago when Ronald Reagan died, a person who was reviled by better than half the country by the time he died, and certainly by the rest of the world, and we listened to unending, disgusting, waxing prophetic eulogies from Republican hacks for a week on end. So it is proper for people who are mourning someone to go ahead and give them their just due. And all I say is any conservatives out there who are jumping on this thing because people are giving Michael Jackson what he's due, remembered what we had to go through when Reagan died.
Yeah, I was here on the board, running the board when Ronald Reagan died.
It was disgusting.
On a progressive talk station.
It was absolutely disgusting.
But you know what? No, I don't really remember getting calls lambasting Reagan.
No. Because
even working here at a progressive talk station.
Right, because we respected him in death as much as we reviled him. That's the difference between our side and theirs.
You know, you make a good point.
The other thing, can I make a point about the Churchill thing real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Stay on Michael Jackson.
No, you can talk about it. I'm in open phones. You can talk about whatever you want. Of course, yesterday, Churchill will not be reinstated. I say kudos. What do you think?
Well, you know, they knew they were getting a rattlesnake when they hired a rattlesnake. They had to game the system to get rid of him, and they let the Republicans hijack the system. They didn't care about what he said until the Republicans leaned on him. This isn't over. I think he's disgusting. I can't stand the man, but what he said about America, let's remember this. What he said about America was no less disgusting than Dick Cheney and Glenn Beck praying we get hit to make the president look bad. He's no less unpatriotic, or he's no more unpatriotic.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with his comments on 9/11. I mean, I may not disagree with him, but he has the right to say it. But the plagiarism is where I'm like, you know what? He's a professor.
Well, they got lucky.
Yeah.
And they got an activist judge.
Yeah, you know, Bill Owens injected himself into that and really kind of changed the whole atmosphere of what happened to Ward Churchill and CU up there.
Yeah. Anyway, you'll have more calls on that today, but always a pleasure listening to you. I'm so proud of you. You did just a great job in Jay's absence, and, you know, I just can't give you enough.
Wow, Eric. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
See you later.
Checks in the mail, dude.
Bye-bye.
303-713-7600. I'm going to squeeze one more quick one before we head to break. Jackie and Bonnie, hang on. I'm coming to you. Got Denny and Golden. Hello, Denny.
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm okay, man. You?
Listen, I'm good. My hope for you is that you and Stacy really enjoy some time by the pool. And
heck yeah, man. I'm looking forward to that now.
Yeah,
I got a pool date today, and it's a good day for hanging at the pool. Looks like there's not a cloud in the sky.
Gonna be put some sunblock on.
Oh yeah, man! SPF 50.
A couple of people talked about losing it when Michael Jackson's daughter spoke. I think you gained it. I don't think you lost anything. I think you showed why you're a really good guy and a good talk show host, is that you are compassionate and you listen to other people, but you you allow your feelings, your emotions to get into it. So,
honestly, I have nothing to hide, really. I mean, I'm going to tell you how I feel, and if I cry, I'm going to tell you I cry. If I'm pissed, I'm going to tell you I'm pissed.
I
am a compassionate person, and I had varying thoughts when Michael Jackson first died, and after, you know, total reversal at the end of the memorial service yesterday.
You know, I've just watched you go through that, and, you know, kudos to you. You know, I could never get into Michael Jackson. I on some sort of emotional level, I bought into the weirdness of things, you know.
That's a public perception. Like an earlier caller said, we have one of the most vicious medias in the world.
You know, I see him holding that child upside down over the railing, and I think, we all have shadows and light sides. You know, we say things and do things that, you know, we'd like to take back.
Right, I think, you know, in that regard, I think that was a lapse in judgment.
Yep.
You know, he didn't hang the baby upside down. He basically just kind of held it over the ledge. But just to show off, and I think it was just a lapse in judgment. I don't think he was trying to put the child in danger. You know, lapse in judgment.
My hope is that our society will take a look at a couple of things. One is the addiction, you know, Elvis's addiction, Michael Jackson's probably addiction. I think we have probably a Hall of Fame quarterback here in town who has an addiction. You know,
I can't wait to see how the memorials John Elway around here.
You know, the memorial is to eulogize the good stuff and to
put the bad stuff on hold. Yeah. And you know, we can debate about that stuff maybe later, right?
Let's do a little research into Peter King. You know, I don't think he's
I wonder how clean his record is.
It can't be very good. Also, your last caller, I'd like to dovetail into that. You know, I think that people on our side of the aisle tend to be more compassionate. And, I was never a big fan I think one of our problems is that we either love or hate people based on political or religious ideology. And that's sick. You know, we're not getting the message of Jesus Christ if we're hating somebody because they think differently than we do.
Yeah.
Enjoy the pool and
hey, man, I know, you know, I saw your comment, you know, you're a little sick of MJ, but you know, like I said earlier, I found myself on the radio and I've been given this opportunity and Michael Jackson happened to die. I'd probably kick myself in the ass later on if I didn't talk about it.
You're doing a great job. A couple of days ago, you were lamenting that some of the people are, you know, calling your boss. And, Chris Olinger has got to be listening to the callers and how much we respect you for what you're doing. We don't always agree with you, but...
Well, yeah, that's right. And I don't expect any, but, you know, that's going to happen. That's what I like. You know, we're not always going to agree on stuff, even if we seem to be progressives or Dems or liberals.
You know, as a loyal, patriotic, left-of-center, progressive American, I'm glad I live in this country, and I've got mixed feelings about the word Churchill thing.
They wrecked him over the coals, but again, I think the guy was a plagiarizer.
And who isn't? who isn't? What politics?
No, hopefully not your hopefully not your people that are teaching your kids in colleges and high schools around the country.
That's right. You know, I just like to have the university have people on both sides, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm all for liberal education.
Absolutely.
I went to Fort Lewis. I mean, come on, one of the most liberal schools in the state. But
you know, you know what? Go Rams.
Go CSU Rams?
Go CSU Rams. September 6th, and I'll have to watch the...
Beat them Buffs, man. Beat them Buffs.
Hey, go for
it. I'm a Ram fan, too, over the Buffs. Thanks, Denny.
See ya.
303-713-7600. Do you have... Jackie and Bonnie hanging on. You two are next. Also have Bobby. So your phone calls are coming up next. We're in open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fair game. Been talking about Michael Jackson most of the morning. But if there's anything else I haven't hit on, this is your hour. I talked about local news and national news in hour one and didn't have one single phone call. But yet, full lines on Michael Jackson. And, you know, it's, I knew I was going to talk about this yesterday as soon as I saw the memorial. So if you want to talk about that, I'd love to be here for your comments. 303-713-7600. And now Todd Parker comments on traffic.
Watch out for a couple late accidents. One of them's a rollover. It's eastbound I-70 right around Havana. Now it's off to the right side. Volume's going to come.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
It's Marty, and I recently visited Lauer's Hardwood Showroom, and I love Beetlekill wood products. The all-natural lodgepole pine is environmentally neutral and can be stained or left au naturel with its distinctive blue-hued beauty marks. Lauer's Hardwoods has Beetlekill flooring, paneling, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, price perfect, and environmentally neutral. Visit Lauer's in Lakewood and say Marty sent you and get 10% off. Call them at 303-205-WOOD or lowershardwoods.com.
Vision evaluation today. And it'll just put your mind at rest, really. Call Icon, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out on the internet at icondenver.com.
Do you want to look 10 years younger? Don't think it's possible? Well, we're about to change everything you think you know about aging. Because we're giving away $1 million worth of our revolutionary anti-aging facial cream. You could take years off your appearance with every jar. Just call 1-800-600-8412 and we'll send you a free trial. Hydroxytone works because it revitalizes cells underneath the skin's surface, giving you fresher, younger-looking skin. Hydroxytone's proven ingredients visibly erase wrinkles and tighten skin, removing years from your appearance, allowing you to look up to 10 years younger. This is our biggest giveaway ever, because we're not only giving away $1 million worth of our age-defying cream, we're also going to give the first 100 lucky callers a free bonus gift with the risk-free trial. So call now for your free trial and free gift. Don't miss out. Look up to 10 years younger when you call 1-800-600-8412. That's 1-800-600-8412.
Jennifer Hudson, yesterday's memorial service for Michael Jackson. Having a little problem with our audio this morning, but that's par for the course. 303-713-7600. Like I said, bad equipment goes to die here at the AM760 studio. Got some phone calls hanging on. Talk about MJ. I am in open lines. Anything else you want to talk about is cool with me. I would like you just your general vote on yay or nay for the resolution that would honor Michael Jackson forever. Let's go to Jackie in Denver. Hey, Jackie.
Good morning.
What's up?
How are you doing this
I'm
morning?
Good. How are you today?
Oh, this is my first time calling. Me and my
oh, thank you. I love first-timers.
So I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Okay,
please
we
don't.
Enjoyed the talk show. Okay.
Thank you.
First of all, what I have to say is this here. I think it was extortion, you know, people trying to extort money from him, being by him saying they saying him being the pedophile and all this. I don't think he was the pedophile. I think he just made a mistake by sleeping in the bed with the children. You know what I'm saying? I'm like you. Personally, if I don't know anybody, I would never let my kid, you know, sleep with somebody in
yep.
the bed. I have to know them because I grew up when my parents were very, very strict. And I lived in a real, you know, a neighborhood with all types of people. But my mother had to know you before we could even go spend a night with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, second question is that me and him, I didn't see the memorial services, but I listened to it, and it was very moving, especially with Usher and his little girl, okay, and the brother singing the song. What I want to know is this here. What are they doing about the investigation of his home, his mansion? Are they investigating about the drug use or the doctors that my daughter lives in California, and she was watching it very avidly, and she was saying that they have arrested two of the doctors. Why did they arrest two of the doctors, and why is his house under investigation?
You know, this is another question I've had. You know, if Michael Jackson wants to get prescription drugs, and if he wants to OD on prescription drugs, he's going to make it happen just because of who he is.
Yeah.
I don't think these doctors are, you know, and I may take a lot of heat for this one as well, but I don't think they're culpable in what happened to him. I really, really don't.
Yeah, I don't think they really and truly, I don't think that especially the doctor that was in his home, I think he was, like they, you know, like I read in the papers and stuff, he was really like a quack. Why would you have somebody in your house giving you these drugs knowing that he's just not the proper person to prescribe these drugs to you? Because I know about certain drugs, like Dima. Isn't that like a heroin or opium prescription?
No, from what I understand, I think it was fentanyl.
Fentanyl, okay.
Which is some kind of like sleeping aid, I believe. And if somebody can correct me if they want, I can look it up. But I believe it was sleeping aids.
Sleeping aids. So what kind of drugs actually was he taking for him to have? I know he was in a lot of pain from...
Yeah, well, for these toxicology reports, we're still waiting results on those.
You're waiting on those results, right? Okay.
I don't know if this is true, but from what I understand, this is maybe total conjecture, but I read something that said he's going to be put in the tomb without his brain because they're still doing the autopsy on that and trying to figure out what was in there. I don't know if that's total.
Oh, that sounds terrible, doesn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Let me ask you something. Then where is he being buried? Where are they going to lay his body?
Somewhere in the Hollywood Hills. Some cemetery up there.
So they're not going to put him in Never Never Land?
Nope, I don't think so.
But let me ask you another question. Did he ever own that property?
I have it here in the story. Go ahead.
Does he still own that property, or is it still in foreclosure?
That's another good question. You know, I haven't been able to pay attention to a whole lot of the stuff concerning his estate and his, you know, the drugs and the doctors and the custody battle. But that's something I'll look up, and if I can find it, I'll throw it out there, okay?
My husband's standing here laughing at me because I'm asking these questions, but he's too scared to ask questions.
Right.
Okay, well, you have a good
Hey, thanks a lot, and don't make this your last call, Jackie. You better call me again, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
All right, thank you. Have a great day. 303-713-7600. Sally on a cell phone. Hey, Sally.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. I just want to talk a little bit about, honestly, it's not directly about Michael Jackson, but listening this morning, just getting a lot of different feelings, like you hearing people talk. I think the important thing about Michael Jackson to look at is it's just like, to me, Steve Irwin. You know, the crocodile hunter?
Uh-huh.
What do people think of about him? They think of the bad stuff people showed, with him holding his baby while he's
crocodile. Yeah, exactly. You brought that up. Good parallel.
I'm really frustrated because, you know, I do educational animal programs, and occasionally I'd see him do some stuff, you know, with a snake in his face, and I'd be like, okay, don't try that at home, you know. And, you know, he wasn't perfect, but if you do your homework on him, every penny went back into buying land for animals. You know, everything went back to what he was doing. As much money as he made in the end, he was still living in the same home that his dad had.
Yeah, it's true. And if you look at, you know, and I mean, he died almost $500 million in debt, but yet he'd given a world record amount to charity.
I mean,
I'm sure he was really big with the zoos down there in California as well.
Well, you've got, I mean, Steve Irwin, Michael Jackson, and honestly, I'm obviously not one of them, but I think there's a lot of people in the world that I could care less about working with adults. I work with children and animals, and I have to deal with the adults, and they're great people because they like kids too. But the hard part is, you know, I think that people are afraid to follow their own beliefs and dreams. They get into a peg like everybody else. Oh, I should work in an office. I should make big money. Well, that's not all life is. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes a ton of sense.
I just think that so many people are afraid to be themselves and be different. And I'm not saying, you know, Michael Jackson, but, you know, I just think that if I had that kind of money,
He had the means to do what he wanted to do.
Yeah, I'd be buying land for to work with kids that are in need and animals that need help. That's what I would do. So anyway, I know it doesn't make sense when you say it out loud, but in my brain I'm thinking, you know, he really cared about different things and he followed what he believed in. So.
Yeah, he was able to. He lived free, you know.
Right.
He had the means to do it, though, which a lot of us don't.
Exactly.
You know, maybe a lot of us would revert to being kids if we had the chance to do so.
Right.
But hey, your observations are spot on.
Okay. Well,
all right. Hey, thanks a lot, Sally.
Bye bye.
9:33, just 27 minutes here before 10 o'clock. Only about 20 minutes in the show if you add in the commercial breaks, but they're short ones. Got a couple left. Your phone calls next. Ray and Richard and Bobby want to talk to everybody. And if you want to talk about Michael Jackson and the memorial service, we'd love to get your favorite moment or most moving moment from that and whether or not you support this resolution put out there by Sheila Jackson Lee and the congresswoman from California who says she wants to honor Michael Jackson forever. I'm down for that resolution. How about you? 303-713-7600, 934 now. Todd Parker, traffic, maybe listening up.
Watch out for a couple late accidents. One of them's a rollover. It's eastbound I-70 right around Havana. Now it's off to the right side. Volume's going to kind of build behind that as everybody has to bottleneck because it is blocking up those right lanes with emergency vehicles. Then it sounds like three cars mixed it up. This is eastbound 6 just east of Sheridan. Could see some problems as you're coming out of Lakewood. The rest of Metro Highway's starting to recover nicely. Speeds are improving on I-25 right around 20th as well as on C-470 across Highland Ranch. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Aldine Roofing and Renovations.
Shortest break ever, 9:34. Wow, just about 30 seconds long. I was caught off cue on that one, so I apologize. 303-713-7600. Your phone calls. We're in open lines. Anything you want to talk about. I know if the MJ discussion is too much for you, give me a call, and we'll talk about whatever is on your mind. Let's go to Richard in Denver. Richard, you're on AM 760 with John Turk. Hey.
Hey, good morning, John. I wrote down some points here that I wanted to address to the people who want to give Michael the benefit of the doubt. The L.A. police confirmed, you know, that child's accusations of skin colorations on his privates, and that was confirmed. That's why Michael was photographed by the police totally nude. He also had a bedroom that was alarmed and locked and very secure. The third thing, he admits to sleeping with children on film. He admitted that. And during that documentary, he lied about his plastic surgeries, whitening of his skin.
Who cares about the surgeries or the whitening of his skin?
The point is that he lied. So why wouldn't he lie about sleeping with children?
How did he lie about the coloration of his skin?
He denied that he did anything to his skin, and he obviously did many things to his skin, including the whitening and the plastic surgeries. He denied all that. So I'm only pointing that out because it's a lie. You know, no one in his entourage could ever tell Michael no. If you said no to Michael, you were fired. So he had this incredible.
Where do you see that? What's your source on that?
Well, you know.
Give me your source. Can I ask for your source on these stories?
Well, I've been
on the kids' reports of the coloration.
That is a public record. The detective.
Where's it at? I've not seen it, so I just like to take a look at.
Well, have you watched the documentaries? The brochure documentary.
On where have these documentaries been?
Well, that's a well-known documentary that came out right after Brashear was filming that during the.
I think, you know, I saw that when it came out, but these other ones about the allegations, the coloration of his, what you're saying, genitals.
They asked him in that documentary, and it was replayed just the other night, part one. Part two was supposed to play last night that went into sleeping in the sleeping with children in his bedroom.
And he's admitted that, but he said nothing sexual ever happened.
But, yeah, he also...
But because he lied about this coloration of his skin, that he'd lie about that.
He only had two plastic surgeries, and that's not true.
So taking from jumping from that to pedophilia.
Well, to me, you know, when someone is...
Of course he's not going to come out and say, yeah, I'm coloring myself, I'm trying to turn myself white.
Well... And that he's not changing his appearances either. It's an example of the propaganda, the media, the control of the packaging of Michael Jackson. I mean, it's not normal to sleep with children at 44. And, you know, this idea that it's okay to be a child. He sat in the documentary holding hands with a 13-year-old. Children at that age are so vulnerable, and you don't go to bed with a 13-year-old kid as a man. You said you even feel uncomfortable going into a school with no children. I mean,
I didn't say I do. I can understand how a lot of men do, though.
Well, I
do. Or if you go to a park, you know, like he said he was going with his grandson.
Well, it's something that you don't put yourself in, and we're trying to make...
Maybe it's something the parents don't let these kids into. Do you ever think about it that way?
Obviously I do. And there are people calling in...
The parents are the ones that put these kids in the situation, not Michael Jackson.
He set it up.
So what? The parents didn't have to go through with it.
I didn't say they should. I'm just...
No, I know. Where's the parents' culpability?
They are responsible for that, but it doesn't. You know, there's so many children that have been molested by their priest or their teacher. The people are shocked, saying, "But he was such a good person. I can't believe that he did that." And that's what Michael Jackson put himself in. You don't put him in a locked bedroom with secret passageways in the back door. You know, he had major psychological problems, not to mention a drug addiction and IV. And you wanted to know what this IV, this propanol is.
Fentanyl, right?
Fentanyl. No, fentanyl can be put on as a patch or something. But you're going to find out that Michael Jackson, someone's going to be charged with manslaughter. Because Michael Jackson had IV equipment, this medicine can only be given in ICU. And not all doctors are access to it. And they interviewed the anesthesiologist that went on with him. And he was quoted as saying that at night I would bring Michael down, and that in the morning I would bring Michael up. That is what anesthesiologists do. They induce, you know, this state of mind with this drug. And he apparently overdosed with all his Vicodin and Oxycontin. So here is a man who his whole world he wanted to control. And because of his psychological problems and the willingness of people to give him what he wanted, and if he didn't, then they lost out. This anesthesiologist.
No, you said earlier if they said no to Michael Jackson, they were fired.
They were fired.
Give me one. Name one person that was fired because they said no to Michael Jackson.
Oh, come on. This is just what.
Well, you're just throwing that out there. If you're going to make the charge, you should back it up.
Well, when they were talking about the concert that he was going to do for 50 concerts.
Yeah, in London.
They said that sometimes Mike, this is what they were talking about after he died, and there was some talk about how he thought he only signed up for 10 concerts, and there was no way that he could physically do 50. And they went round and round about, no, you need to, in order, because your whole financial stake is at risk. And he would lose if he backed out and went against it. He would lose everything in the Beatles catalog, and he would be totally wiped out. And he said sometimes Michael forgets, you know, that what he agreed to. He was a crazy drug minded person who couldn't function at the end. He couldn't even sleep without having this drug. And, you know,
some people have insomnia.
Well, Kurt, you're all over, you know, Turk, you're all over the place.
So are you, Richard?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're really all over the place. I asked you to name me one person that was fired because they said no to Michael Jackson. You gave me this story that had nothing to do with anybody being fired.
I don't know who was fired, but that
See, exactly,
was...
but you made the charge. You said that if you said no to Michael Jackson, he was fired.
Well,
but
do you
can't...
Do you expect me to write down every person who's interviewed and...
No, but you couldn't come up with one person.
No, I can't.
Exactly. So you shouldn't make the accusation. And I'm not all over the place. It seems like we're well, maybe we're both all over the place. Maybe I'm all over the place because you're going back and forth.
No, I'm saying pedophiles, you know, always come out.
You say he's crazy. He's a pedophile. You act like you know him, like you're one of his best friends. That's how you're talking, Richard.
Okay.
You're talking like you were so close to him, like you know the insides of his brain.
Well,
that's what it sounds like to me.
Well, anybody who goes through the kind of changes that he went through physically and then denies it, and then we, you know, and having IVs put you to sleep.
That makes you a sick
illegal.
Person because you...
No. Highly illegal.
All right. Richard, hey, listen, maybe we just disagree on this one. We'll probably agree on other topics, but I appreciate you calling, okay?
Yeah.
All right, man. Have a good day. 303-713-7600. Bobby in Evergreen, go ahead. Hi, Bobby.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I wanted to bring up a topic that doesn't have a star headliner, and that's the issue of homelessness. And it doesn't seem to get any reaction among progressives at all, and I don't know why that is. One of the things I wanted to bring up is that when Barney Frank was promoting the National Housing Trust Fund bill, he said that there are 9 million people who need low-income housing, and there are 6 million available units. I mean, that always leaves 3 million people without. And yet it's not something that seems to, you know, make any kind of waves among progressives.
Now, we've talked about homelessness on this show before. I know Jay's talked about it several times.
Well, I'm sorry.
I don't even know Peter Boyles talks about it a lot as well. But no, that's why I have this format, Bobby, is for you to bring it up. No, that's a problem. When you got 3 million homeless. It's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama's taking steps to take, you know, to take care of the homeless.
I haven't heard anything about that. I mean, there is obviously a need for low income housing, and I don't hear that being addressed. I don't hear anything about that. And if I talk with people about health care and ask them to make phone calls, they'll do that. If I ask them to do something about homelessness, it just is not an interest.
Well, I think sometimes the homeless are viewed upon as like, you know, just kind of like the scrags of society, which I don't agree with. Like I've said before, I have compassion. If I see panhandle, I usually give them money if I'm stopped at a stoplight.
Well,
you know, I know the homeless is a huge issue, and hopefully the states and the country is going to improve the situation for our homeless because nobody should go without a home. But,
well,
like, you know, we had callers last week said he was getting, as a man, went out for some help, couldn't get any because he's a single male. But if you're, you know, if you're like a mother of two or three and you're going out there looking for some help as a homeless, you're probably going to get a little aid. And he couldn't as a male, which I think is totally wrong.
Can I say something? I just, you know, I really appreciate
Have I really cut you off?
Okay.
Bye. I don't think I was cutting her off. I've given Bobby plenty of time to talk about healthcare and homeless. Last time she called, she actually talked about the homeless. Bobby, I don't know what you want from me. 303-713-7600. Ray, you're on AM760. What's up, Ray?
Hey, I just have one comment from the last caller, then I have another comment. The last caller was so judgmental, and the good book says, he has no sin, cast the first stone.
Exactly.
So I wonder how many stones he has that he
seemed to, like, levy a lot of charges about Michael Jackson being crazy, a pedophile, a drug addict.
I know. I mean,
you know, it sounds like you knew him personally, you know?
And another thing I have to comment about, the right wing wants kids to abstain from having sex. And my question to them is, were they virgins when they got married? And if they weren't virgins, then they're speaking out of both sides of their mouth.
Right.
So anybody that calls in that wants to have that as a solution, you do a great job.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ray. It's been a difficult morning for me this morning. You know, I knew I had to talk about Michael Jackson. I've gotten, you know, people that think it's good to talk about, people that hate it. And then I guess I upset Bobby because I was, you know, I didn't give her enough time to talk, but I've always given Bobby plenty of time. Bobby, haven't I? Seriously. But, Ray, I appreciate your compliment, man. It's been one of those tough mornings, though, dude. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, 303-713-7600. William and Boulder, go ahead.
Hey, Dirk.
Yo.
All right, I've got a Calvin Trillin poem I'd like to read. It's about Sarah Palin.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, first of all, I got to read the quote that Sarah Palin said. She made it when she was recalling the moments before her debate with Joe Biden. Okay, here's the quote. So I'm looking around for someone to pray with. I just need maybe a little help, maybe a little extra. And the McCain campaign, love them, you know. There are a lot of people around me, but nobody I could find that I wanted to hold hands with and pray. Now here's the poem. I look at McCain's folks around me, an urge to hold hands I don't feel. A lot of these folks are from cities. Americans, yes, but not real. I'm looking for someone to pray with before I go into the fray, but half of these folks went to Harvard, which means that they're probably gay. I look at McCain's folks around me. I know now I'm in the wrong crowd, for I can find no one to pray with, and praying alone's not allowed. I just had to throw that out.
You got it, man.
And you know what?
I think this Palin resignation is good for us Dems. I think she's going to run in 2012.
Oh, I hope she runs.
I do, too.
It'll be a sure shoo-in for Obama. So
yeah.
I'll send her some money for that campaign. We'll vote for it.
I know.
I wanted to say one thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Richard talked way too long. Blah, 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 you know?
Was I all over the place or was he all over
no,
the place?
He was all over the place.
I mean, if I am, I want you to call me out on it.
I will in a second. But, hey, you know, you're usually on top of your game all the time, so.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
Well, I appreciate you.
All right, William. Can't wait to have lunch with you sometime, dude.
We're going to definitely do that.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
303-713-7600, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, and a step aside for a quick timeout. Then I'll fit in everybody before we close things up for the Ed Schultz Show. 10 minutes before 10, Todd Parker in traffic.
You may still find some slowdowns on I-70 right around Havana. That's the scene of an earlier rollover accident. They've cleaned up that crash eastbound 6th Avenue east of Sheridan. Now we're getting word of an accident. This is outside the metro, but you could find some delays, eastbound 76. This one's near Bromley. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot day with a high of about 96 degrees. Currently sunny skies and it's 78. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Dead battery, flat tire, out of gas? AAA, it's worth every penny. Join today. They can save you on the road and save you money with the largest discount program in the world. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA or visit AAA.com. Relax, they take care of you.
Want to take your business to the next level? Win $5,000.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
How would you like to reduce your carbon footprint and get free electricity for a year? Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 60%? Join Independent Power Systems Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save even more when you go solar with your neighbors. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Go to solarips.com/stapleton to RSVP today for the solar community event or call 303-443-0115. Get free electricity for a year. Go solar with Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
48 hours. A national hotline has been set up so you can find out how to get your free bottle. The number is 1-800-500-4452. Free bottles will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Why the excitement over Apitrim? Because it contains an amazing all-natural ingredient that's been shown to help control hunger safely. In a clinical study, 100% of participants who used Apitrim as directed lost weight or inches without changing their diet or adding exercise. Current supplies are limited, so consumers who don't call in the next 48 hours may have to wait until more Apitrim is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
9:54, 6 minutes before 10 o'clock. Got 4 calls hanging. 4 minutes to play with, so let's give everybody 60 seconds. So let's try to be quick. Jeff in Westminster, you got 60. What's up?
Hey, John. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm all for a day of remembrance for Michael Jackson. Man, he was on television in 1964 before blacks even had the right to vote in most of the states in the United States.
Very true.
That is crazy. And, yeah, he was a little freaky, but I remember in the early 80s, didn't he catch on fire doing
Pepsi
commercial?
Yeah, it was a Pepsi commercial. I think some of the like pyrotechnics caught his hair on fire.
And, wow, after that he looked different. Imagine that. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's when people really started to see the transformation, now that you mention it, Jeff.
Yeah, and all these people that say, well, he was freaky, man, take a bus ride in Denver sometime.
Exactly.
Just look around, because...
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now for the first time. Go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with Independent Power Systems, same as cash financing. Learn how. Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. That's Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. RSVP at solarips.com/stapleton.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
A false allegation. You know, the only thing worse than being a pedophile is actually being having an allegation thrown at you that you're a pedophile and you're not. Even though you're vindicated or he got out of the system, you know, his self-hatred, I mean, I really do believe that he was medicating that pain of being falsely accused, you know.
The mental toll that would take.
Big time.
The public perception of you is that you're a pedophile and, you know.
Yeah, and you could try to, put out there, hey, I'm a guy with integrity. But, then you get these scumbags like that politician that's probably never had a false allegation thrown against him.
True, Steve. Hey, listen, I got to catch one more, okay?
Right,
thanks, buddy. Donna in Denver. I got about 45 seconds for you, Donna. Can you make it quick?
Yeah, I can. I just wanted to say that for Michael Jackson, I have heard so many things, and this is really the first time I ever called. And I just look at that. One thing that people never look at is how great of a humanitarian he was, because he was even listed in the Book of World Records for the amount of giving that he's
doing. Yeah, the most by a pop star.
Yeah. And when it came to his skin, people didn't stop to think about it. He had vitiligo and discoloration of the skin where you no longer have pigmentation or melanoma in your skin.
True, Donna. Hey, listen, I hate to be short. I'm out of time. I only got like 5 seconds. So I want to thank everybody for calling in today. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6.
You should be. A transmission costs $2,500. An air conditioning.
Hello, this is Patrick Tucker, owner of CPAP Specialists. We're a family-owned and operated company that specializes in CPAP equipment for sleep apnea. We can give you the personal care and attention that you can't get from the large companies. We offer customized mask fittings and a showroom with one of the largest selections of masks in town. Our prices are comparable to the internet sites, so if you have a large deductible or no insurance, we can help. Call us at 303-300-6554 or on the web at CPAPspecialists.com.
Want to keep your car looking like new? Your local Napa Auto Parts store can help with Super Clean Cleaner Degreaser for just $8.55 a gallon. Super Clean's industrial strength formula quickly removes dirt and grime from your vehicle's engine, tires, or even your interior. It's also VOC compliant, so it's better for the environment. Get Super Clean Cleaner Degreaser for just $8.55 a gallon today at Napa.